This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
I have some sad news. We've lost our Joe.
Yes.
Joe. Oh, no. Here he is.
He made it. He made it through the traffic.
Oh, it's one of those stories like the dog that runs away in Florida and the parents move away. And then miraculously 3,000 miles away, the dog shows.
Hello, Joe.
It's a Christmas story, isn't it?
Did you hit some traffic, Joe?
If there was a red light in Fairfax and in Rockville, I hit it.
Hi, Joe!
There he is, Tales of the Everyman.
Those bastards!
Tale of the Every Moron. Tale of the Every Doof. Nice having you here, Joe. Ah, something new from Elvis.
Ah, good. Wonderful.
Something new from Elvis.
Although Robbie, he's dead, he keeps on giving.
Always. Robbie, what is this in the new collection of Elvis archives?
This is fantastic, and this is something I've never seen before. In the when they were shooting that last television special, the one where he is just looks like a Macy's float.
Might have been Hartford, Connecticut where they shot.
That was one of the places they shot. They shot in Grand Rapids. They shot in Indianapolis. This is two complete concerts that they used to cobble together the eventual special. But I've never seen this raw footage.
I love it when you use ye old speak, Rob.
They cobble it together.
Cobble.
So this would be Elvis effed up, bloated, purpley Elvis, the Elvis that we love the best, with some Elvis speak.
6 weeks before he died.
We've never heard before.
Wow.
And the audio is spectacular.
Very good.
Unlike some of that MP3 stuff we got.
I'd like to say something to you, if I could. You know, we're working on a very hard circumstances and everything.
Oh, dear.
But You've really been a great audience for us, and you really helped us.
Wow.
And everybody on stage has really worked hard, and we've enjoyed it. And anytime you want us back, just call us, and we'll come back up here anytime, you know.
Come on back, E.
E, come on back on stage.
Come back, E.
King of rock and roll, she gave the best.
Head.
I'd like to thank everybody on stage. Thank you for the show. I'd like to thank my sound engineers, my record producer, Felton Jarvis, my sound...
little feedback, E.
Bruce Goose. What's your name? Bruce Jackson.
What's your name, honey?
What's your name? Yeah. Jerry?
What's your name, darling?
And the guy that handles the sound out in the lobby.
Wow.
Bill Porter. And so what I'm trying to say to you is that, this thing's got to be on television, and so you're going to be in it. So watch yourself. Until we meet you again, may God bless you. Adios.
Oh, E. Wow. God bless you and adios.
The final days.
Adios.
Oh.
Adios, son.
We'll devote some time to this later because he is so big, so bloated. He looks like that Elvis Cantor that I like, the one where you screw off his head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, baby.
And drink out of his neck.
He, at one point, because it's raw footage, they have him getting out of his limo in a blue sweatsuit. And somehow
is it form-fitting?
It's really bad when you see Elvis in street clothes. And I mean, you want him in a jumpsuit.
Right.
He's got the eye makeup on. Like, do you know when in the movie Batman, when Michael Keaton took his mask off?
And he had the eyes.
And you would see that he had, like, eye black underneath.
Right.
Uh-huh. Elvis's eye makeup is running underneath his eyes.
It's his mascara, Jack.
That's right, Jack.
You should play the cut labeled eye makeup.
That's what I was leading up to.
I see, there. Very good.
Eye makeup.
He's a plan.
Hey.
I got to tell you something, really.
What's that?
Inside. You know, I never wore makeup on stage.
Never.
But, you know, this is being televised, and we had to wear...
Looks like a raccoon.
And,
come on, Jack.
If you think I'm nervous, you're right.
You're right.
Anyway...
Right.
Hey, Jack.
Kind of soft, so I'm trying to bring it up a little bit. Just want to talk with you.
Hey.
Okay.
Come on, honey.
You are an Elvis nut. Have you ever heard such great raw...
This
effed
is
up Elvis.
This is like the Shroud of Turin for Elvis collectors. Because I had only ever seen the actual TV special,
right.
Never the outtakes.
These are outtakes. And they don't get any more out than this.
This is pretty good. The when he takes the time to introduce the members of his band.
Does he remember their names?
He does, but he acts very odd. He asks the guitar player to play a song with his guitar behind his head.
Wow.
And I mean, when you have it, his concerts ran about an hour.
And half of that was speaking at the end.
About 9 minutes to introduce the band.
Here you go, Jack. Let's introduce everybody,
man. I want you to do this now.
What is the cut that says candid camera roller derby?
It's just two weird comments he makes.
Okay. All right, hold on. More from Elvis. He still gives.
You're all on candid camera. You know that, don't you? What is this, roller derby?
Is this roller derby, Jack?
And if you listen carefully, that voice in the background laughing is Charlie Hodge, the guy that gives him his water and his scarves.
I don't know him.
Well, you would know him.
You look at me like I know him.
I don't know him.
The guy that would hand him his scarves.
Oh, Charlie Hodge.
The guy
Hodge.
That gives him his water and his scarves. I know him.
Charlie Hodge.
Take the name
I
out of it. Of the Memphis Hodges. But anyway, he always
the
is.
F, do you know that?
He has got this nervous laugh.
You know why? Because he's the Fuhrer. He is the dean of Our Lady.
Our Nazi Lady.
Our Nazi Lady of Useless Information University.
Good.
And he is always in this whole concert looking
Amen.
Like Elvis is going to die and he has to run away. He's got a scared, nervous look.
Thank you. And this next song is a song that we did in an album. It's called And I Love You So.
And I love you so.
Probably didn't sound that good.
Let's put those away. Listen to those on another day because
another
we have something fresh from an old friend of ours. Likes to make prank phone calls.
Ah.
And burp.
Oh, good.
It's him.
Hey,
the Belcher.
Hello. I'm going to go back to Chicago in a sec.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yes, hello. Good evening.
Good morning.
What?
Talk to me.
That's what I called.
Welcome back, Belcher.
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, great. Yeah, I wanted to call to tell you I really appreciate the show and the discussion of Tupac and his legacy, I think, is always timely.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever read the musings of musical critic Don Geronimo, who wrote for Spin the Farfel magazine and Rolling Stone and things like that, who once, I believe, said that Tupac Shakur, if he were Hitler, probably would not have invaded Poland. And I was wondering what your thoughts were on that. And I was wondering if I might be able to say hello to the listeners of the Don and Mike show and also to say f*** and welcome
you! Oh, wow.
He's back.
I hope I caught that.
No, you didn't.
No, it went over the air, friend.
I hope I caught it.
You didn't caught it.
I hope I caught it.
You didn't caught it.
Look at that. This man, I started to cut him off, but I said, nah, let me let him stay there for a little while. Uh-huh. But he had to go there, right? Ah, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
What is this? Well,
hello, yes.
Boy. A second call.
Boy.
This hour in the morning, somebody calls to make themselves a total fool. But, you know, it seems like there are a lot of people out there who have nothing better to do with their lives but to make themselves a fool in front of the tri-state area and those listening to us around the world.
Thank you for listening to Radio Nigeria.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sounds like Musharraf.
Like Timmy Hope Ibanez.
Ah!
I got the...
Hello!
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Timmy.
You shut up. That's disgusting.
Bite me.
Well, you stop that. I'll bite you one spot.
Mommy boobies.
That was funny.
Thank you. Hi again, Buzz.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Right, and we got to play this every day, kind of as a public service.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
and I don't.
Guess how big it is. It's the size of a stick of butter.
And how about lame newsman Joe Krebs talking diabetes?
Tonight on News 4 at 5 p.m., Doreen Gensler reports on a group of local doctors who are helping diabetics save their limbs.
Krebs!
What? Stop that! It's silly. Very silly indeed.
Now you can call us.
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. All right, folks. That's all the best we have for you today.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Yeah, baby. Hey, Mr. McMahon.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
You just have to wear a diaper.
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome. Don and Mike Show and the new episode.
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Right. SHI Thursday. You know the whole thing. The initials spell a bad word. Phone number same as it was yesterday. 877-365-3636. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Hello, headache. What is this? Don and Mike. Hello? What the? Hello?
Hello?
Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Good afternoon.
Hi there.
Hi there, Mike. How much time do you have to live?
Oh, I knew that had to happen right at the beginning of the show.
Off the bat.
How much time, buddy?
I don't want to talk about it.
Can I have all of this Boston Red Sox stuff, buddy?
I don't want to talk about it.
You got to talk about it. Open up. You got friends that love you out here in California.
I understand. I have friends that love me. Well, I will talk about it.
How was your doctor
appointment? I made the appointment. I showed up at the appointment.
Good.
Said hi to everybody in the office. Good. Everybody was there today.
Good.
Everybody, all of the friends of this show were there today. There's at our money. At our wonderful doctor's office.
And you don't
he
mean
was
us.
There.
You mean the people that work?
No, the boys weren't there.
In the doctor's office.
The boys weren't invited. They were uninvited. I told you guys I didn't want you to be there because, right. You know, I didn't want to have to come out there with a tape recorder and deal with a situation that I probably would have had to do today.
Yeah. I got a guess.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a guess. Mike, what this is all about is the fact that Mike had gone in for his regular physical. Mm-hmm. The doctor called and said, you need to come in. Mike didn't want to go, was putting it off. Mm-hmm. So I called, made an appointment for him. He thought it was a goof. He went in today, and after much consternation and worrying, my bet is Lipitor.
That's a cholesterol medication, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, cholesterol was a significant discussion during my meeting with the doctor. I'm going to go through what was discussed today.
Okay. Oh, please do.
White cell count. Now, help me out with this medical thing. Your white cell count, very good. My white cell count was very, very
good. Those are the hardest working cells.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Your immune system.
Hemoglobin. I have these statistics somewhere.
Hemoglobin.
I don't know where I put them. I've been in such a state lately that I just I don't know where I put it. But I remember what he said.
So your white cells are good, though.
That looked good.
Your
good.
Blood work.
But then we discussed cholesterol,
uh-huh.
And we discussed liver, the tests that were done in the liver.
Incredible!
My cholesterol was up.
Significant?
It was 215.
From what?
From... I think a much smaller number, like 60. No, I swear to God, I wish I had the numbers handy for you. Because, you know, once you get out of there and the doctor tells you, gives you the information, and it's not necessarily life-threatening, you throw it away. Sure. You don't pay attention to it.
So, see, but, you were worried, really, as we all had been trying to tell you, worried about nothing, much ado about nothing.
Correct? Well, here's what he said. He went over the cholesterol, and he said, uh-huh. Your cholesterol is average. It yeah. says high on yeah. the chart, but it's average. It's not
true.
Out of the average range. Right. So that means that I said, well, he didn't give me the lecture. He didn't give me what I was expecting, which is, you know, try to take some weight
diet,
off
and
lower your. He said your cholesterol was outstanding the last time you were here, and your mm-hmm. cholesterol now has gone up to average. So I would assume that if I stayed the course uh-huh. where I am right now, I would go from outstanding to average to... you know, disastrous.
Below average.
Very below average. High, too high.
Right.
But the good the ratios of it, I've never been able to figure that stuff out.
No, it's very complicated.
So it's a very complicated format.
It's a bottom line world.
Bottom line. Here, you're a bottom line guy.
What did he tell you?
He says I'm under a great deal of stress. He says that I'm under an amazing amount of stress, as are Buzz and Rob.
That's right.
For various reasons.
We've all been under a lot of stress.
Well, he says we're all under stress, Rob. That's what he was talking about you guys as well. Uh-huh. Saying you're he's a very good doctor, isn't he? He said my liver.
Yeah.
My liver is good. The liver is good. And I said, well, that's fantastic. I was really expecting perhaps to have some bad news regarding the liver. Yeah. Then he said this. And this is where I looked at him and I said, you know, I'm not sure I like you anymore. Right. He said, well, these tests, if you had late-stage cirrhosis of the liver, these tests would be meaningless. He said the only way that we could really find anything out would be a biopsy.
Cut it open, yeah.
But the way that the blood work came back with my liver, he said it's very good.
But when you had
very good. Now, you've had liver tests before, right? Blood tests for the liver?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And it was kind of...
So he gave you nothing but good news,
I have the liver
right?
of a 12-year-old.
I'm sure you do. So
he gave you nothing but good news, then.
He gave me very good news. He gave me...
See,
He didn't say anything, you know, like I have the body of a 10-year-old or, you know, or I have a... Well, that's only when he sees me without my clothes. But...
Hairless.
Totally hairless. No, he said... you know, he recommends in a couple of years.
Like a little dog's penis?
He says in a couple of years, I might want to have a
headstone.
I might want to have a heart scan. He reviewed some of the other things that and asked me how that was when I, years ago, you might remember the Hispanic attack episode I had.
Yes.
And I was very frank with him, and I will be very frank with all of you right now without saying anything really bad. This is an option year for me. This is, you know, I'm not sure whether my good buddy Buzz, my good buddy Rob, you know, we're kind of waiting, aren't we?
Yeah, we're all waiting.
We're waiting for the powers that be
to
ordain us and let us know what's happening with our lives and let us know, you know, where we're going. And, you know, all I can say about that situation is more to come. And I will keep people advised right now. You know, right now, I would say, you know, everything's on the table right now.
Wow.
Everything is on the table. Nice. And when you're in a situation like that, that contributes to stress.
Sure.
That contributes to stress because you're not sure on a day-to-day basis what direction your life is going.
Right.
Now, back to your health.
Yes.
Remember when
he said, well, that type of thing can affect one's health. And he said, do you still have the medicine? Do you still have that that little medicine on the side? I said, yes, I do. Yeah. He said, do you keep it handy? I said, I keep two in my pocket every day. Uh-huh. I've
That's
got two
good.
In my pocket right now.
Now,
just in case.
When you had your Star Trek health scan, they didn't find any liver trouble then, did
no.
they?
No.
So you probably don't have cirrhosis.
You're okay.
Well, and he said that he went even further with the heart. He said the heart, because is it like hemoglobin or stuff like that? He said that looks really, really good.
That's well, good. That
and that,
good.
He said something at one point about athletics, like processing you know, in athletics, that the hemoglobin or one of the blood tests showed, well, this is usually, you know, reserved for somebody who's in very good shape.
Wow. Well, that's good.
So I was kind of astounded by that one. I was very
why he had you in there if everything's good, if everything's
well, he
fine.
Said it's standard practice. He
right.
said he brings everybody in, just like Don said, he brings everybody in. You said
thought.
This a couple of weeks ago that he brings everybody in to talk about it.
It's
and
for
your,
it's for his pound of flesh.
He said that physically, I am doing just great.
At any time did he use the phrase, get your affairs in order?
Yes, he did, as a matter of fact.
What about STDs?
I think that, well, I've had them all, and I still have them all, so that's really looking backwards and not forwards. The
He's
fact
built
is
built an
that,
immunity?
Look, I've built up somewhat of an immunity right now, and you know, it's something that I'm looking forward to in 2 years now, going for my heart scan, but he said that's a standard thing.
Just like a stress test?
My problem is, though, when I have the they call it the magnetic resonance imaging solution.
Right.
The last time they put that in me, it almost killed me.
I remember
because
that.
I'm allergic to it.
Yeah.
And it's I guess it's an iodine type allergy, but I'm not allergic to shellfish or anything like that. But they put me in the chair when
so you're
perfectly
fine. You're perfectly
no,
fine.
No, I'm not.
That's what
no,
I'm hearing.
I'm trying to tell everybody fine. I'm not. I'll be perfectly fine. When the you know, when the executives of this company have a meeting with me and tell me what's going on
about your cholesterol,
about my cholesterol, exactly right.
Can stress drive your cholesterol up?
Yes. Sure. Yes.
Really?
Everything can.
Yeah.
He said, oh, here's what I said. I said, well,
not Cheerios.
That's you know what? I said, maybe I wasn't eating well right around that time because I had gained some weight before I went in for the actual physical. And he said to me, that doesn't necessarily translate to cholesterol, which surprised me because they always talk about diet and exercise.
Yeah.
He said there are a number of factors. You know, and I maybe I should have asked him about stress.
But isn't heredity
stress? Unbelievable, crushing stress.
Mm-hmm. Heredity is one
each
of the
and
main
every
things.
Day stress.
I don't know how you do it.
Why?
I don't know how you do it, Buzz.
Why do you feel such stress?
I feel stress because of the same reason that we all feel stressed. On we all feel stress because come June 1st, there's a very good chance we'll be working somewhere else.
Well, not me.
Not you. You know, it's you just don't know. You never know what's going to happen with this company.
That's right.
And that's all that the three guys in this room want to know. And once we know that, life will go on and life will be wonderful.
Life goes on.
And occasionally, you know, I'm very happy and I love everybody. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, occasionally you just have to let people know what the real deal is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's it. And if the word gets out on that, I'm not exactly upset about it.
Fair enough.
There. That's where I come from.
What word would that be? Just to hone it and refine it for anyone typing.
Let me see.
Right,
what
now
would they do? What would they do in the newspapers? What would it be under, guys? In the newspapers, it would probably be under.
Mara says.
Positions available.
Mara says.
Position sought?
Yeah, position sought.
Uh-huh. Not obituaries.
Three very funny guys. Three very hysterical guys.
Now, is that how you're shopping the show?
Yeah, three. That's it. That's going to be the name of the show.
I thought so.
Three very hysterical guys.
And the very is underlined.
Right.
So I'm guessing if it's not here, would it be on, let's say, another local frequency?
I'm not getting information, so I'm not giving information.
How are we to know?
How could we know?
How
right?
could we?
How could we? No, we don't know anything.
Exactly. At this point, we can't even rule out television.
We a kiddie show. A lovely kiddie show.
Or a stage appearance.
That would be wonderful.
Sure.
So right now, that's all I have to say on that matter.
I would think that someone out there who could get themselves a ready-made show with three swell fellas would probably want to take that and put that in a box, put a nice red bow on that.
I think you're right. I think that's absolutely right.
Hell of a Christmas gift.
I think it'd be a wonderful thing. Be a delightful thing.
When could someone open up that gift?
Oh, I don't think it's something you would want to, you know, open on Christmas morning. I don't think that would be possible. I don't think that would be possible at all. I think what it might be, if you were looking for, like, summer clothing, if you were looking for summer clothing, it might be that you would present the gift at Christmas time, and maybe it would be something you'd be wanting to open in midsummer. I'm sorry, early summer.
Or a
late spring.
Or a savings bond. You arrange
a savings bond and you have it mature.
You cash it later.
That's exactly what it
would
be.
Right. Mm-hmm. Seeds.
So do you want to go to Clear Channel Savings and Loan?
You know,
what about Citadel Savings and Loan?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with these companies you speak of, but they all sound like they're solid investments.
We'd have to look at them.
They're much like the They're like the Columbia
savings
Broadcasting
and loan?
System Savings and Loan.
Very good. Well, they all I'm sure have very good savings bonds, and I'm sure they would all mature at a very nice rate. Mm-hmm.
I've always found CBS to be bigger on savings and not so much on loan.
And of course, Salem Savings and Loan would be a wonderful option too, as we would completely modify our act. You know, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Have I ever mentioned to you that I really like Ollie North?
We can wear any
I really,
clothes.
Really like Oliver North.
You don't have to shoot that low.
I don't think so. No.
Don't
hey, can
shoot
I,
that
you know
low.
What I've always said to you? I've said this to you again. God's money is green. God's money is as green as anybody else's.
It's the greenest.
It's well, listen, it's the greenest. There's it's
no
holy
way.
Money.
That's right.
It's blessed money.
There is no way that you could go work for Salem with him.
Yes, I could.
No, you couldn't.
I could. You know what? I have contacts. I have people. I would bring him into a Catholic church.
He's not a believer.
I can pretend.
I would bring him into a Catholic church. That's
what
I would do.
What happens when he bursts into flames?
Praise if he didn't burst into flames, I'd douse him with holy water and say, you are cleansed.
That'd be perfect.
No, you know what I would do with Buzz?
The power of Christ compels him.
I would take him to the river. I would wash him in the water.
Love to swim.
Is it walk me in the water?
The Potomac?
Yes, the clean
the brown,
Potomac.
Cloudy Potomac?
Rob, when it's the ritual, it doesn't matter where the water is.
I understand.
It can be a pond. It can be a drainage ditch. As long as he is reborn,
the Lord will provide.
That's all that truly matters.
Storm drain.
But I would like to say hello to all the powers that be in this fine company, which I truly enjoy working
which
for.
Which company?
The CBS right now.
Well, our company, okay.
Yeah, man, very, very happy. You know, couldn't be happier
sure,
right
of course.
Now. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. I wonder what it would be like.
What's that?
I'm of course, I'm talking about you.
Yes.
I wonder what it would be like after all the years working for CBS.
Mm-hmm.
and working with me, and you know that I'm, you know what I'm doing. But what would it be like that if you would like go work for, if you had to work for that ass Jim Farley?
You know what? I'm all about meeting and enjoying the company of new people.
How can you judge?
That's always very exciting.
How can you judge someone you haven't met yet?
Absolutely. Always very, very exciting.
Don, a stranger is just a friend you haven't met yet.
That's right.
And you know, with the motto that we all have, and I include, am I okay with that, guys? Including Buzz Burbank and Rob Spiewak.
I'm right
Thank
here.
You.
When I include that, when I say, let a smile be your handshake. Let a smile be your handshake.
When you're smiling.
So what?
And incidentally, I know there's certain things we can't talk about, but I will tell you that the name that we have selected is the Kingston Trio.
You like
Look,
it?
It's been dormant for a while, and I think that's a good name.
Public domain. Now.
I truly think that's a good. But I think you know. I think I've probably said too much.
Or not enough.
May I ask?
Or not enough.
May I ask a question?
I hope I've been able to make myself clear.
What exactly is the boner with CBS?
You mean
what's your beef?
You mean my problem?
What's
yes.
Your beef,
None. No, I have.
When you mentioned communication,
mm-hmm.
et cetera.
Oh, just that's all it is. Just would like to have greater and more frequent communication. That's all, and like to also have the have things wrapped up in a nice little bow.
You know, I'd
like them- that. You know what? I think everybody agrees that the Columbia Savings and Loan,
mm-hmm.
that would be the first choice of all of us.
Of course.
We would love that.
Always.
But I will keep everybody, trust me, from this point forward, from today on, mm-hmm. I will keep people very, very informed
Countdown is
on this radio show.
Well, now, be careful about that word, Buzz.
Oh, sorry.
What did he say?
Nothing. I was mumbling. You know how I ramble on.
He does.
I missed it. I didn't hear it. Maybe I'm glad I didn't
hear
it.
No one did.
Yeah. No, it involved, you know, mm. This is what is so screwed up about this situation.
Mm-hmm.
I signed a loan agreement with CBS that in fact says.
Oh, that's when you did your refi.
Yeah, I did.
That's when you did your refinancing.
I refinanced, and part of the refinance says. Me no talkie.
Yeah, well, me talkie too much, as far as I'm concerned. Me talkie too much right now. Me talkie long time, and me shut up-y right now.
Anything you want.
Me shut up-y after that. Me thinky, me makey myself cleary on my situation-y.
I want to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
So this show, this potential show.
Yes.
The Kingston Trio.
Right.
If this show is not on this station.
Right.
In June. What station could it be on?
Anything you want.
Wow. Mm.
I mean, I don't have any information to the contrary to either of you guys.
Same here.
I have no information to the contrary.
You don't have a PK.
A what?
I
add hey on way.
Is it
it's
on?
It's a on gay.
On gay?
On way on gay.
So you, my friend, you're Johnny Free Agent.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Johnny Free Agent.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what that means?
Mm-hmm.
You're negotiating with everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And, sometimes the best way to get that word out is to let everybody know that.
Yeah.
It's like
very
the movie,
excited.
Like the movie The Late Shift.
Mm-hmm. Yes, The Late Shift is a wonderful, wonderful example of what we're doing. Would that there would be a big building across the street.
We have a big building. It's just apartments.
Of course, we could walk to one of the buildings.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we could.
We truly could.
I'll get the flowers.
We could walk right up the street.
I only wish I could be involved in this tree.
I know you're chomping at it. I know it's killing you. I know you're chomping at it, and I know you are chomping at the bit, and I wish you were part of it. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you were part of it. But to the best of my knowledge, that is not the case. I hope I haven't said too much. Well, I'll know Monday.
Well, you know what you got to lose.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Like Kevin Spacey.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right.
I'm
go buy yourself
I'm
the
just
red...
an ordinary guy with nothing to lose.
Go buy yourself the red car today.
Right.
Mr. Smarty Pants.
I'll go work at Checkers. You know. I'd like a Biggie fries and an orange soda.
So did the doctor?
Do not interrupt me again.
So did the doctor say that you are sick because of this?
No. No, to be honest with you, no. He said nothing about it.
He says you're good.
As a matter of fact, that whole thing was just a ruse to start talking about what I was just talking
about.
Yeah. But the doctor really said you're
okay. No, but I mean, I have been in the past. What I told him about that that medicine that you take, that stress stuff, mm-hmm. I don't take it.
Xanax.
I haven't taken it for a very long time.
Haven't needed
and it. I haven't felt the need to take it. Good. So that is a very, very good thing. But, you know,
keep
who knows what will happen in the future.
Keep it handy.
I self-medicate. And I've always been very good at it.
When I don't take them, I grind them up and put them in people's food.
And watch people fall asleep. Go hey, sleepy by.
And one more thing, just for fun, let's ask. You know what? Let's ask Joe his plans for the summer.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know, might want to ask him. I know I didn't include him in
you
that.
You forgot about Joe.
I'm terribly sorry. I forgot about Joe.
Joe.
Yes, Don.
Do you have any plans for the summer of 2008?
No.
There it is. Also, what are you enjoying, Joe? What are you eating right now?
What do you think? Leftover turkey and stuffing.
I thought it might be barbecued chicken.
I got a name for you. Three Men and a Joe.
That's a good idea.
It worked for Gutenberg.
I'll take that under advisement.
It's better than Kingston Trio.
Oh, the Kingston Trio rocks.
Yeah, don't scoff at
I love that.
If you want to make it a little more current, how about 3.5 broadcasters?
Well, that's it. You know, and we were thinking of starting every program with, hello.
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 Hello. Yeah.
See, we got a lot of ideas, Doc.
How's that? Yeah, we're just jumping with them.
That's just one of them.
Oh, my
yeah, we're
God.
We're just spitballing here.
Just throwing some spitballs out.
That's a good one. Write that one down.
Very
I already
good.
Have on my
Print
whiteboard.
It.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Very well. Thank you.
Great. This is Tim the Fireman from Baltimore.
Hi, Tim.
He checked your liver. He was checking for enzymes. If you have high enzymes, you're in high.
I'm sorry, Tim the Fireman.
Oh, that's a nickname.
No one picked up on it.
Yeah. And he was going to say something negative anyway.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Name any movie.
Name any movie?
Saving Private Ryan.
That's a great movie.
Saving Ryan's Privates.
That's a great movie, too.
Something's Gotta Give.
That is a great movie.
I got one for you.
The Ringer.
That movie sucked.
Caddyshack 2.
That is a great movie.
Okay, now I know you're lying.
It's like a Magic 8 Ball.
What is The Ringer on HBO this week?
Probably.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello? Oh, my.
Hello?
Yeah?
That was
Don and Mike Show?
Nope.
Hello? There we go. Howdy.
Hello?
Or not.
Hey.
There we go.
Hey, you're talking about having a liver biopsy. I just had one.
How'd it go?
Oh, it is not fun. Let me tell you.
Wait a minute. I want to make it real clear. I'm not having a liver biopsy.
Right.
Well,
I don't need a liver biopsy.
Right.
Well, then, good for you, man.
Thank you.
They take like a coffee straw, about 4 inches, and they drive it into your side between your ribs. Oh, man. And then they squirt it out into a jar afterwards. It looks like a little pink worm.
Oh boy.
That's nasty.
And I imagine that your liver would probably be
hard to find.
No.
What does it do when it gets bad, Rob? Does it shrink or does it expand?
And does it get harder or softer?
Hardens. That's what cirrhosis means.
That's why I think that you would be like an impenetrable shell around your liver.
I think that I think really that I have a genetic code that goes back for many, many moons in my family, and I think the fact is that my liver might surprise you. I think if you sliced me open and we put that on a little cutting board, you would look at what would have appear to be a vibrant, healthy liver.
Someone just put that on Mike's tombstone, please. My liver might surprise you. Your beautiful teenage liver.
My lovely liver.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Rob's generous scrotum, your beautiful liver.
My teenage liver.
Your hard as a rock liver.
My hockey puck consistency liver.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mike.
Yes, I'm here.
It's Mike Ramey. I've got a position for you with Grant Napier. If you're interested, could you give me a call off the air later?
It'd be a pleasure. Look forward to it. We'll chat.
That would probably be the one move you wouldn't make, right?
Don, all bets are on the table. Just like when you're playing craps, you know? No, Mike Ramey?
No, that would mean you moved to Sacramento.
You know what? I've always found that the climate in that area. You know, let me point out something about Sacramento.
Please.
It's very close to the Napa Valley.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and I watch Sideways. I like that area.
They have wine.
You know? No. I'm not a Rockvillian, but I drive in here every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day.
Hey, don't you dare compare Rockville, Maryland to Sacramento, California.
I'm sure I can find grocery stores where the average age is 85.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
The gentleman who decided he was going to do That Was a Great Movie was a super-duper line from the movie The Ringer with Johnny Knoxville.
Which is why I think we kind of covered that with him.
Yeah, yep. We said that. We said The Ringer. So thanks.
And
he hangs
but
up
just go ahead.
Just go ahead and be that way.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Oh, I'm sorry, wrong number.
Well, who were you calling?
That's a lie.
You liar. You liar.
Who are you calling?
This is a very sophisticated set of numbers that are specific to this radio station.
Actually, doesn't it?
That almost sounded like Jerry Seinfeld.
Doesn't it spell out something like Don?
It's a very specific amount of numbers that is specific to this radio station.
I got scared, is what it is.
Yeah, of course you did. Huh? You're calling the show. You're on the air. What's up?
Suck it up. Come on, let's go.
Am I really on the air? Wow.
Yes.
You guys got a great show. And I didn't think I was going to get through, and I got scared.
All right. Well, Understood. We know we have a great show. We appreciate the fact you call. What do you want, dumbass?
Well, I don't want anything from you guys. I just want to tell you you got a great show.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Just suck it.
Suck it good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I was just making some Gen Chem popcorn.
Nothing like it, especially during the holidays.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Mike, call your old buddy G. Gordon. Tuesday night, he was on the unit. He played a prison guard, had a non-speaking role.
Hey, incidentally, you know, throwing G. Gordon into the mix, really, I've got the Kingston Trio here. But who knows?
We could do some cable work.
We might make a quartet.
You wouldn't add G. Gordon Liddy as the...
Not G. Gordon Liddy, no.
As the fourth in the Jersey Boys, would you?
Not a chance. We're looking for somebody a little more seasoned, a little older.
In the new Beatles?
I said, your liver has a thick candy shell.
You know, I'd like to point out that my physical, the results of my physical, the liver, I'm getting the piece of paper.
A
it said
plus,
good.
Plus, plus.
It said good next to it. Good. Not fair, not average.
Good.
It said good.
It's good. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike, this is your doctor.
Hi, how are you?
We got your files mixed up with the Mr. Mark O'Mara. I just wanted to let you know all that extra weight is actually your liver expanding.
You know, I will tell you one funny thing. I forgot this. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate the comment.
Nice bit.
But the one thing the doctor did say was when he was looking at that cholesterol that was an amazingly low number the first time I had it,
right.
He went over this. He said, this is so good. Well, I'm pretty sure it's your blood. And then he went back and he said, no, all the other numbers matched up.
Yeah.
You know, when you came in here the last time, you did have outstanding cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a bit of a prankster, that one.
Oh, he is.
He's a funny guy.
Loves a good joke.
He's a funny guy and he's a thorough guy. And I requested, even though this was a follow-up visit, I requested to take my clothes off for the entire visit.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Mike, you think you're stressed out? What about me?
What about you?
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen in terms of what I'm going to be listening to come June, brother.
I
want you so bad. I want all you guys on.
You know what? It's all going to be fine. Trust me on that. It's all going to be fine.
And, you know, your situation reminds me. Look at Dale Earnhardt Jr. You know, he left his team, and he ended up with the best one going. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Well, what's that mean? I got to run into a wall now?
No, you're fine just where you are.
You're fine just where you are. Relaxing on a beach in sunny Miami.
I don't want people
with a big drink with the umbrella.
I don't want people screwing my head off and drinking out of my NASCAR body.
We won't let that happen.
I'm Dale Senior Intimidator.
The only thing I will request,
seriously,
no matter what happens, I will request a cardboard cutout.
Hello, Don.
Life size.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Oh, Christ. Our Savior.
What's
Hello?
Wrong with people?
You know, if you don't stay with the right savings and loan, they'll run you out on a rail.
Run you out of town on a rail. The old building and loan, Bedford Falls.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Aloha, this is Dog the Bounty Hunter. Yeah, Mike, if I'd like to apply to do your cultural events story for the show, I know all about the N-word events all around town.
Ah, very good. Okay, Dog, look forward to working with you.
Thank you, D-O-G-G. Dio, whatever, 1G. It's Hi, 1G. Don, on my
show.
Hello.
Hey, Don, this is your Uncle Jack.
Uncle Jack, Don.
Uncle Jack.
It's my dead Uncle Jack.
Hey, Dons, I got to tell you something. You remember that Thanksgiving when we was wrestling?
Oh, did you get a boner?
Yeah, I got two words for you. Standing yeah. Hampton.
Uncle Jack.
Thank you.
Did he wrestle with you whether the Packers won or lost?
There was no wrestling. That was the other guy on the game.
Oh. Like if they were up significantly at halftime, he wouldn't grab you and throw you to the ground?
No, Uncle Jack was the guy that drank heavily.
Right.
And when the Packers won, would just run around the house and be thrilled. And when they would lose, literally would cry.
Right.
Would break down and cry.
That's You know what that is? That's a good sports fan.
Drink more. Hello. Donna Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
Hello. Mike, I was calling in to say I love your Morgan Freeman from yesterday.
Oh, I get that joke. Are you talking about when I was doing Mr. Gunn from Project Runway? You're such a prankster bitch. I love the prankster bitch. Prankster bitches.
You prankster bitch. Hello. Todd and Mike Show. Hi.
Hello.
Oh, hey, guys. I got a name for the new show.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It's called The Booger Brothers. You'll pick it because it's not radio. It's great.
Thank you very much.
Later.
File it, Rob.
Later.
File it away.
Rack him. Oh, absolutely. He was rather phenomenal.
You know, I do kind of like The Booger Brothers.
Booger.
The Booger. Booger Brothers Radio.
Booger Boys, B-O-Y-Z.
Booger Boys works.
Oh, yeah.
Booger Band. Booger Brothers.
How about just Booger Radio?
Or you don't even have to make it like people. You can make it the Booger Beat. Mm-hmm. Who's next on the Booger Beat?
If you wanted to go a little
The Booger
more,
Show.
A little more highfalutin, Band of Boogers.
Band of Boogers. Band of Boogers. 1001 Boogers.
I think you should just stick with
Who's on the Booger Beater Hotline?
Booger Boys is not bad.
Booger Boys works.
I like that.
Booger Boys.
And if it's just local, you could be the Beltway Booger Boys.
I like that a lot.
That is good.
You want to do like a political thing.
Or the Beltway Boogers. That's you know. I love making us the boogers. That's a good thing. The Beltway Boogers.
Yeah.
Very, very exciting.
And now, here's the boogers.
The boogers, baby.
And because we love the environment, we'll go green.
The Booger Boys.
All right. Bye, Rob. You got to make sure you get a chair for him.
Not necessarily.
Don't let him stand.
I like him floating the way he is. I like him floating.
Do you really?
Yeah, I really do.
Okay.
No, you know,
you got to tie him. You got to get some ropes then to tie him down.
Let me tell you something. He gets a chair. I get a switch. That's the way that's going to go. Well,
an electric switch or one from a tree?
I think both.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. An on-off switch and an electric charge. Because occasionally, okay. You know, it'll be that like that sound he makes when when he gets the shot. You know?
Oh, that just wailing scream.
Hey, it was another Nazi joke. I like that, Rob.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
How do he get that way? Donna Mike Show, hello.
Gun and Mike, I got his balls.
I didn't understand that one.
It's too bad.
That's the Roger Ebert thing again, right?
Yeah, it wasn't the real good one, though. It was the second tier one.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I just ate a bunch of aqueducts, and I'm driving.
You know what I suggest you do? Text.
Thank you very much.
Text somebody.
And drive with your knees.
And get yourself a quarter pounder with cheese.
All right. I'm going to go do that right now.
Fantastic.
Turn the rearview mirror around the other way. It's useless to you at this point.
Or, you know, if you happen to have a girlfriend in the car, you know, use her makeup and put on some eyeshadow.
I'm tripping hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And
Aqua dots.
And read a good book. You know, I've seen that too. So literally, not like papers or directions. I've seen people
sitting and looking at
reading a book in heavy traffic.
Sure.
Reading a novel.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Total idiots.
They're idiots.
Stupid idiots.
They're all idiots.
I don't know where they're going to work or not.
Think about that.
Oh,
no. You call him and you say, you know what? I got a great package. You know how we used to be the package deal with Howard?
Right, exactly.
It would be Howard in the morning, us in the afternoon. You go to those stations and get him to sign up.
Yeah, the Booger Boys.
Good Imus.
The Booger. Hi, how you doing? The Booger Boys? I don't know if I like that idea or not.
Then you could be on RFD Network.
The Booger Boys.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like what they're doing or not.
RFD.
You'd have to go to a stupid camp.
I could handle that if I got to fly in his jet, you know, just for the plane ride itself. I could do that. I'd like to learn CAFA roping.
I'd like to get those hats. Is there anyone, I'd like to smell the inside of his hats.
Is there anyone you would not align yourself with?
Yes.
Who?
Anybody that has appeared at a fundraiser for the Christian Coalition. Like Rush, Hannity. I just don't think I could handle that.
But anybody else?
I don't think. Yeah.
Yeah, why?
Absolutely. Wow. Well, I mentioned Ollie before. Right. See, he's probably out now.
Yeah.
Just, that's not what the Booger Boys are about.
That's right.
We all agree on that, you know?
Yep.
It's just not silly enough. Just not fun enough.
The Booger Boys.
The Booger Boys. So, you know what? I'll tell you something. What I will do, periodically, I will update you on the Booger Boys beat.
Okay.
The Booger Boys beat.
Thank you for that.
You know, and I say, I'll just come in here and I'll tell you, would you like a Booger Boys beat?
Every day I like a Booger Boys beat.
The Booger Boys beat.
I like knowing what's happening on the Booger Boys beat.
Booger Boys beat.
Okay, one more call and then on with the, oh my goodness, commercials. Hi, Donna Mike Show.
Hey,
love commercials. Mm-hmm. Love them.
So do I, and so do the Booger Boys.
Hello.
All of them.
Donna Mike.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Hey.
Buzz.
Yes.
Yesterday on your newscast, you ended up with the story about the guy that got his tubes crossed.
I did. Yes.
Isn't that anatomically impossible?
No. In fact, a couple of surgeons have commented on it. It happens. It's rare, but it does happen.
You are talking about something that happened yesterday on the show, but we'll let it pass this time because Buzz did have a great story, his last story.
He sent us home with that story, yeah.
The last thing Buzz said was that there was a guy. Where was he, Buzz?
This was Dover, Delaware.
Doctors screwed up some operation. Anyway, he goes number one out of his number two place, and he goes number two out of his number one place.
Mm-hmm.
But you
what a merry mix-up.
And the last thing we all said to Buzz, produce some pictures. We want to see.
Didn't you have a colostomy once, Buzz?
I did, and the reversal, and I'm fine.
Could you number one out of your number one when you had it?
Yes, yeah, that remained the same. But the walls of...
So the doctor, when he did the operation, he would have to take the intestine and attach it to the bladder and disconnect the bladder and attach it to the rectum.
They're all so close together, one false move, and they're all connected.
You know, I was thinking, because you really did leave us with that yesterday, and how could that be possible?
It is.
And I've heard it on
how could you actually put, how could you let the function happen in the front?
I can understand
the back would be no problem.
It would have to be all diarrhea, right?
I would.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was. It was in this guy's case.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
But I would assume there would also be a blockage.
Even the most Ron Jeremy of us could not,
right,
squeeze out what we normally.
Was there any discussion, Buzz?
Squeeze out in the morning.
Of it healing together? Because I know sometimes when stuff is operated on down there, it can heal together.
Yeah,
wrong.
That may have happened, but it really, there had to be a screw up in the surgery itself to get this started.
Yeah.
No,
if
I just think there's pain.
Don, you would be able to watch yourself wipe.
Well, we all would, wouldn't we?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. But I'd like it the most.
That's right.
I could get rid of all those pesky mirrors I have around my toilet now.
You just sit there and take a look during the whole process.
Okay, this just in from Joe Ardinger. He does have a plan, Mike.
Oh.
He's going to wing on over to London and jam with the Stones.
Oh, man. Bob Jungle Death Gerard.
Hey.
And Mark Cutback Davis.
Those guys are fags. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show.
Bite me.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Here's a really groovy 9 seconds. It's Tony La Russa, manager of your St. Louis Cardinals, the dashboard cam from the DUI that he got
8 months ago.
Yeah. Here he is trying to recite the alphabet.
R-S-T-U-V, V-Z-T-U-V, X-Y-X-Z.
The Don and Mike Show.
Perfect.
Way to go, Tony.
There he is.
Nice job.
That's really worth hearing a second time.
R-S-T-U-V, V-Z-T-U-V, X-Y-X-Z.
That was funny.
Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, it was.
Even better than a stroke and a poke. The Don and Mike Show.
Now, what is better than a stroke and a poke, I ask you?
Nothing.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Howdy. Hey, Mike, if you could find out what the name of Elvis's doctor was, man, he was like a samurai warrior. You wouldn't even know about that biopsy. He'd do it, and he'd be done.
You know, it's funny that I spent all that time talking about my health report, and somehow what people have latched onto is the fact that I'm having a liver biopsy, and nothing could be further from the truth.
But you're not having a liver
biopsy.
There
is no need. There is no need for a liver biopsy. Right. My liver is clean. It is a teenage liver.
It's decent.
And also, Dr. Nick, you don't want to go to him. Elvis complained on stage about how much his liver biopsy hurt.
That's true.
Remember? Because he said, and I see this guy coming, and I'm trained that way.
Oh, that's right, because he had the process.
Yeah.
Then, right?
Yeah. So he didn't like his biopsy.
I am not going to have a liver biopsy, and my colon is not impacted.
What about the procedure?
The procedure of having it done.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, howdy.
Hello.
All right, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey guys, I've been listening to your banter going back and forth about what's coming up in the summer, and hey, I got a perfect solution for you.
Oh, good.
Perfect. Hey, dump CBS, go to Satellite. You know how many millions would jump on that bandwagon? I got to tell you guys deserve more.
Well, aren't you just, nice?
2 cents from a everyday listener.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate the call, Elliot.
You bet.
Take care.
Is that our agent?
Elliot E. from calling.
We'd correct him, but we don't know where to begin.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That's Tony La Russa when he's normal. He's just an idiot. He can't say the alphabet anyway.
Hey, I couldn't say. Is he supposed to say it backwards?
No.
Or is he, frontwards?
They asked him to recite the alphabet.
But don't they normally ask you to say it backwards? Isn't that one of their?
Because
I can't do that backwards even when I'm sober.
That was
right,
him trying to do it forward. Frontwards.
Mm-hmm. Z, Y, W.
A friend of mine was once pulled over for DUI, and they never asked him the alphabet.
No. So, you know, they have
either way.
He's a good guy, that friend of yours, though. He's straightened himself out.
Well, he hasn't had a lick of trouble since then. He's been very careful.
He sure hasn't. As a matter of fact, he's gone on to an education fulfilling career. Isn't he a dean somewhere?
He is, at a university.
Oh, he's an academician.
Yeah.
Oh, noted. Very good. Noted university.
All what he told me is they asked him to walk a line, and after that, they asked him to have a seat.
And he had one for a very long time.
Yeah, for most of the night. Luckily, he had another friend. He had another friend to pick him up in the morning.
Ah, that's nice.
He learned his lesson, didn't he?
He did.
Friends are good.
Friends are great.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. But John Stewart's a great guy.
What? Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I wanted to know if you'd like a CD from John Stewart.
Wait, if we would like what from John Stewart?
A CD. His latest CD.
Why would we want a CD from John Stewart?
Because he's with the Kingston Trio, and you guys keep talking about it.
John Stewart is with the Kingston. You mean the John Stewart from The Daily Show?
No. John Stewart was in the Kingston Trio.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Yeah, see, you know, and that's precisely why I shouldn't have said the Kingston Trio.
Mike, I got to tell you something. If the Booger Boys are going to make it,
I know.
You got to hip it up.
I know.
You got to hip it up.
Because nobody knows the Kingston Trio and nobody knows John Stewart except from The Daily Show.
You would be better off as a trio saying that you were Hanson.
Right.
More people would know that there's three guys in Hanson.
Hanson Booger. The Hanson Boogers.
Or Nirvana.
You don't have to say brothers. You say Nirvana Boogers. Hey, sometimes when you're picking, that can be Nirvana.
Or maybe, you know, Nürburger. You know, something like a Led Zeppburger.
Arrow Booger.
Hey, that's a good one.
Arrow Burger.
But it's got to be a three-man band.
Oh, that's true. Well, see, now you're getting... That's what you get with... No, it doesn't have to be a three-man. We just need the name. It does not have to be a three-man band. It doesn't. Arrow Booger. I like Arrow Booger a
lot. That's why he's confusing always, even like when he's playing poker. It's always... You got to come up with a more confusing game, Rob does.
And then you and I, you know, and here we are having a great time because then you can go right into the Red Hot Boogers. The Red Hot Chili Boogers.
There it is.
Hey, and of course, really, Green Booger.
Yeah, Maroon Booger. All right, instead of Maroon 5,
yeah.
Maroon Booger.
Boogers work with anything.
Yep.
They really, really do. Boogers are wonderful. Boogers are great.
Let me see. I'm looking just at a DVD here, a CD. Anything with a band, Seals and Crofts. Yeah, no,
it's too old.
Boogers and Crofts.
Mm-hmm.
How about
Bon Jovi? Bon Booger.
Or you can throw the other syllable in there, Bon Joe Booger.
Bruce Boogerstein. Uh-huh.
Who? Snot Jovi.
No, you got to use Booger.
I know, but I was going for a rhyme.
Booger Jovi. I love Booger.
Booger T and the MGs.
Oh, that's excellent.
But you're getting close to Kingston Trio's territory.
Yeah, that's right. Booger T
do.
And the MGs. Well, a little more on the side of now, but still, yeah, you're right. Lost somewhere in the 60s. Hey, listen, before we get totally off track here.
Van Booger?
What?
Van Booger?
Van Booger.
Mm-hmm. Hold on a second. I'd say keep that one as a possible.
Or Booger Halen.
Also good.
Van Booger is not
Van
bad.
Booger works.
Yeah. Van Booger could be the name of the traveling band for the show.
I like that. I do. I really, really do.
The Van Booger band.
I did want to ask everybody, especially FedEx drivers out there. I know we have a lot of FedEx guys and gals. Mm-hmm. Got a question. I bragged yesterday that my Christmas shopping was all done and that all of the presents, both from internet and going to the store, right, were in a giant pile in my office.
Mm-hmm.
Went home yesterday and realized there was one package that had not been delivered, bought over the internet.
Hmm.
Piece of electronic.
Okay.
Electronics. Now, it came to me, I bought it from the Apple store.
All right.
Okay, so I'm not giving away any clues to anybody who might be getting this
Well,
yet.
Can I just say already, thank you.
So I got it from the Apple store, a reputable place.
Yes, oh, very.
And they say shipping via FedEx, regular ground FedEx. It's FedEx, though, with a FedEx logo.
I love FedEx.
And it said shipping on November 19th.
Huh.
It's now 10 days later.
Yeah. Oh.
They claim that they didn't lose it. They claim that because they're so busy, they've hired subcontractors. Guys, the lady on the phone today said, you should look for the guy who's delivering this particular parcel is driving his own van. And pretty much he delivers until he gets tired and then he goes home.
Wow. I didn't think that was the rule.
Now, this was a fight between us and FedEx that when Janet was on for a while and then she would get fatigued and give the phone to me and I would pick it up. And the basic question we had is, if you order something and it says shipped via FedEx,
yeah,
shouldn't you get the goddamn FedEx truck coming to your house? And after 10 days, if the item still isn't there and if FedEx is telling you, hey, listen, the problem is just that it's a guy with a van, so eventually it's in our system, he'll bring it to your house. Don't you think FedEx should eat the charge for that?
Yes, because that's why they have tracking numbers, and that's why when you're supposed to get something, as soon as it's been shipped, there's a specific amount of time, whether it's ground or even overnight. You do better, obviously, if you do the overnight shipping, because that's a specific charge to get it at a specific time.
I didn't want to get hoard on this, and I ordered it for Christmas
on
November 19th, and it says 3 to 5 days ground shipping, FedEx, fine. Now they say, well, listen, there's a lot of – what did the lady say to me? She said, it might be a DHL van. It could just be a guy in a station wagon or a van, and they may not even deliver it to your front door.
Mm-hmm.
They may just toss it at the end of your driveway.
Not acceptable.
And I said,
well, wait, are they telling you that this is a regular FedEx guy?
This is
somebody who's aligned with it? Or is this
subcontractor.
Hal's Shipping Company.
Look like that.
It's no good.
Yeah, no, this sucks on ice.
Especially if it's a big ticket item, and I know you don't order any small ticket items.
You have the tracking number, right?
Hello. Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
Did the thing ever show up?
No.
I was just trying to explain.
Uh-huh.
FedEx, but we talked to FedEx. How come FedEx didn't deliver it? How come they farmed this out to some guy with a van who's going to come by whenever he feels like it?
His name is Muhammad.
Of course his name is Muhammad.
And
you should know, we were told this by FedEx.
By FedEx. It was the company that we're expecting this package from. Because I went to their website, it says anything purchased over a certain dollar amount gets free shipping, but they don't tell you that standard shipping, they get to choose the form of shipment, which is really we could have strapped it on a turtle's back and it could have gotten here faster.
Oh, so it's not definitely FedEx then?
Well, it's the form of shipping that this vendor chose.
Apple. I already said it was Apple.
It's okay. It's Apple, and they are not the good. They're just not on my top priority.
I mean, bless her heart. She's been on the phone today. Hold on a second, there, honey. I just want to tell everybody, She's been on the phone trying to keep her cool with these douchebags.
Right.
About, listen, it's really simple.
Not the shipping company, the people that sent the thing to you.
No, the shipping company. At this point, Apple's out of the equation. Apple has said, listen, we boxed the thing up. We gave it to FedEx. We said it will be shipped FedEx ground. Mm-hmm. You got a problem, call FedEx.
Right.
Here's the tracking number.
Oh, so it is FedEx.
So we called FedEx, and they said specifically, oh, yes, that's not being shipped through one of our regular FedEx trucks. Huh. The driver who has this item is named Mohammed, and he got tired yesterday and went home. Am I making that up, Janet?
No, you're not making it up. Wow. And even today, he is a contracted driver. He's using his own vehicle. That's why I kind of am leery when I see unmarked vehicles driving up our driveway. We've had white box trucks. We've had budget moving trucks. And these are the contracted drivers that it's a subdivision of FedEx.
Oh, and they use it.
And it is a low priority, because even this is the exact words of the manager I was talking to last night. Because of the form of shipping, this is a very low priority for FedEx.
Because it's free shipping.
Because it's free shipping. Now, it's free shipping for us, but that Apple is paying for
I paid $28 to have the thing shipped.
Wow.
I paid $28 to have it shipped.
And it's 10 days now.
It's been 10 days, and they've not lost it. They know where it is.
Well, that's what I couldn't get them to admit to, because if you go on the FedEx website, it'll say on truck for delivery. But then last night it said that the reason that the delivery was delayed was because it was on his manifest, but he couldn't find it on the truck.
Well, if you paid $28 for the shipping, why is it low priority?
Exactly,
because
my friend.
Because of the type of package it is.
Not acceptable.
Again, these are answers.
I said those words several times between yesterday. I started calling at 7 o'clock this morning. Seriously, I've invested about 7 hours between last night and today.
Wow.
And
right, so we're still waiting for Mohammed.
I'm just ready to start drinking.
Mohammed.
Go ahead and start drinking. Anyway, maybe, you know, who knew? And as far as I know, FedEx is the greatest.
Yeah.
I mean,
I love FedEx. I mean, my FedEx guy is fantastic.
And as I heard Janet saying to one of the people on the phone today, and she was doing a great job of not screaming at the lady, she said, listen, we ordered something on this Apple website that will be shipped via FedEx. Mm-hmm. We know the name of our FedEx lady.
Right.
She's a nice lady. She brings dog treats for the dog when
right.
she comes down the street. When we bought this and had it shipped with FedEx, we thought that's what we were getting,
mm-hmm.
right? And now they say, well, I'm sorry, it's not really a priority, and it's on this guy's van. And Jan, I think I mentioned this, the thing that drove me the most nuts, didn't they say they would just throw it at the end of the driveway?
What they have been doing. When these on three different occasions when you've been at work, I have seen, you know how a lot of people will come down
yeah.
and it's they're not local people that live here.
Yeah.
It's I have stood inside looking out the window watching moving vans drive up our driveway. It's been a budget truck one time, and then two times it was a white box truck. Mm. And these cats won't even get out of their vehicle.
That's so cute when you talk like me. That's so cute when you talk like me. Hold on. That's so cute when you mimic my speak. These cats.
That musician speak.
That's so cute of you. I love you. You're so cute.
And then one day it was raining.
Oh, those crazy cats.
It's going to melt like the Wicked Witch of the West. I sit there and I walk out when it's pouring down rain and pick up this package in the middle of the driveway. He doesn't even acknowledge me. He just backs down the driveway.
Oh, happy holidays. So I guess we still don't have it from FedEx.
And no.
That really
I hate
sucks.
The idea that they're going to throw it at the end of the driveway.
Well, you know, hold on a second, Jan. We've gotten stuff from other people. I mean, like I've gotten Amazon.com stuff.
Right.
And stuff that you normally think would be sent. I've gotten stuff that has, like, DHL labeling on it.
Okay.
But the guy that brings it to the front door looks like he could be the Beltway Sniper because he pulls up in a plain white van, and you look outside, and it's like, what the hell's going on?
Well, what it sounds to me like is they're subcontracting all of this during the peak season, that they don't have the capacity to have it under the guise of Federal Express. So they've got to use everybody else.
All right, darling.
Well, I get to go. I mean, I can now. They asked me to wait until 3 o'clock. Someone was supposed to call me. The Muhammad's supervisor, who's also an independent contractor, supposed to call me either Muhammad or this other guy, Stefan. Stefan.
How come no one's ever named Joe or Fred?
They're supposed to call me by 5 o'clock, because if not, then I've been given permission by the supervisor that I dealt with earlier today at FedEx that I can now lodge a formal complaint, which will cost him his monthly bonus.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. Have a good time. I know you're wound up about it. All right, sweetie. Maybe someone can call and explain it to us.
Lots of things I have to do for your Christmas shopping.
All right. Thank you. Love you. See you.
I love you, too.
All right. Bye, honey.
Bye, then.
Bye-bye.
If she can't get through to Stefan or Muhammad, she might want to call Brown. Brownie. Heck of a job, Brownie. No, Brown killed my lobsters.
What can Brown do for you? Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
I deliver FedEx stuff all the time in my van.
In your regular van?
Yes, I have a courier route. I work for ASAP. I'm not afraid to say it. And I have a bank run where I do all the little towns and I pick up their bank work.
When you get tired, sir, do you park it down by the river?
No, but we go to FedEx every day and pick up all the stuff, and I deliver anything that goes around Burns, Cash, just north of El Dorado. Buzz will know where that is, but yeah. I deliver anything.
But now, do you go to residences as well as businesses, right?
Yes, all the time.
Well, that stinks. When you buy FedEx, you want the name brand. You want the FedEx coming up.
I mean, you've tapped into something people ought to be aware of. That is not cool.
At least doing your package.
That just stinks. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, hi.
Hi, I've got a FedEx story, too, from a few years ago. There was a big storm down south, and I had ordered something from Ireland for my wife for Christmas, and it was close to Christmas, I'll admit, but I paid for 2 days shipping, which they said would be guaranteed to be here, you know, by Christmas, and it took it about 18 hours for the item to get to the Dulles sorting facility at FedEx.
Bye!
I'm sorry. Everybody has a goddamn story like that. And you're talking about something from Ireland 2 days before Christmas.
You got to count. Listen, if you have a shipping story, you have to edit it down, okay? Yeah. Edit it like I did. Brown killed my lobsters.
See? That's how you do it.
Hello. My lobsters sat in the holding cell.
Hello,
when
Don.
They should have been at my house.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi there.
Ron.
Congratulations. Enjoy your Maine lobster cook-off with a big wall of stink.
Hello, Ron.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I'm a delivery driver for DHL, and I wanted to give you a little heads up on the shipping industry in this time of year. So you got something coming from Apple.
Right.
And you got it. Have you tracked it down to wherever it is now?
Jesus Christ. Were you listening? Yes. The tracking number says in transit. My girlfriend and I called FedEx, and they said, yes, indeed. It's on Muhammad's truck. Now, Muhammad is just some dude driving a truck around.
Mm-hmm.
And you just hung up.
He's gone.
Aye, aye, aye. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
My lord, my lady.
Hi there.
Hi, I drive for FedEx Ground.
Okay.
So what they're saying is absolutely right. It's all contractor.
On the part of FedEx, that's fraudulent advertising. I want it if I buy something at a reputable site like Apple.com.
Then you pay the money to have it shipped. You ought to get what you pay for.
When I get that FedEx logo, I mean, seriously, how would you like to pay a dollar for a can of Coca-Cola,
mm-hmm.
and out comes a can of Cragmont Cola. I mean, you're paying for...
You'd be very disappointed.
You're paying for the name brand. You're paying for, in this case with FedEx,
mm-hmm.
what I think is fantastic, pretty much always reliable service.
Right.
You know, and when you go with FedEx, you don't think it'd be dicked around like this.
I'm going to tell you, if you do not get this package, the terrorists win.
Thank you.
It's just the way I feel about it.
Thank you.
Yep, I'm here all week.
That's from one of the Booger Boys. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hypothetically, if I were to ask you to go camping, and you know what hypothetical means. Not real.
Got it.
So if I were to hypothetically ask you to go camping mm-hmm. with me, would you go?
Absolutely, yes. When Michael plays the hypothetical game, I always say yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to go today?
And I am always busy.
Oh, can't go today because I'm donating blood.
How often can you actually donate blood?
Is there a limit? I
don't... Your body only has a certain amount.
Well, is that it, or...
Yeah, just this whole Toby camping thing. I don't know. Seems a little lame.
How so?
A bunch of guys in a tent making s'mores.
What's
Hello,
that?
I'm Broken Mountain. Here's the thing. Okay. That's not how you go camping. I think you go camping by yourself in the wilderness. Mm-hmm. It's not with a group of guys frolicking around in tents. It's one guy or two guys if your plans change.
Not going to change.
I want to do it myself. You know, I want to go and find out something about myself. I want to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
All the cliques and the office politics, fluorescent lights and the asbestos.
I thought we had that looked at.
I'm sick of it, Jim. I'm sick of this. The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right now, let's see, in D.C. it's 428. On the West Coast, in Sacramento, it's 128.
Hey, guys, number one fan, great job giving out the time. I was driving in my car, didn't want to look away from the road. Thanks to you, didn't have to. Gotta run, number one fan.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, you know something? Yeah. No, what? I had a dream last night about the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, did
you? Hey, you know something? No, what? I had a dream last night.
Hey, we have all kinds of pictures that will give you those dreams on our website, donandmikewebsite.com.
Hey, guys, number one fan, great job giving out your web address. I was online before, didn't know where to find it. Anyway, gotta run, number one fan.
Thanks again.
I gotcha. All right, and, I know a lot of people wonder about the rejoiner music. One of my favorites right here. The old ones, the bold ones, the never been sold ones. This is Orleans. Little ditty called Love Takes Time.
Hey guys, number one fan. I love that song that you played before. You know, the one by that person. Gotta run.
It's a group.
Number one fan.
Group.
Okay.
It's a group.
Thank you.
Orleans. Much. Group of guys.
There you go.
Group of guys.
Group of guys.
Hot hey. Guys.
The Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How goes it, guys?
How goes it?
It goes.
It goes in and it goes out.
And sometimes the doctors screw up and it goes out the wrong place.
It goes up and it goes down.
I got a couple band names for you. I got Stoned Booger Pilots and I got Jefferson Booger Ship.
And later it could just be Booger Ship.
Yeah,
right?
Booger Ship. And then we could always say the Booger Ship has landed.
And, hey, Grace Slick. When you think of boogers, don't you think of Grace Slick?
You know she picked an eight.
Her big cokey boogers.
Bloody. Sugary.
Who had cokier boogers? Her or Stevie Nicks?
During a certain period of time, Stevie Nicks. Mm-hmm. Unquestionably.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah.
I wanted to call about my favorite band. They might be boogers.
They might be boogers.
They might be boogers. Hi there. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey, hello.
Oh.
Guys, how's it going?
Yeah, fine. How are you?
All right. You got to do the mumbling. You got the mumbling. You're talking earlier.
I'm kind of a slick guy. Are you a slick guy? Are you a slicky boy?
How you doing? Use my brand new Razor phone.
I'm actually driving my FedEx truck right now.
Yeah.
FedEx guy.
You guys?
Right. FedEx guy.
I'll tell you about these independent contractors we got working for us.
Yes, what about them?
Yeah. They are probably some of the dumbest people you will ever meet in your life.
Are they probably?
Oh, yes. They
you think so?
Yeah.
P-R-O-B-L-Y.
Probably?
Probably.
Or the way most people say it, probably? P-R-O-L-L-Y?
Probably. I'll probably get your package to you on time. Probably.
And what now?
Right now I'm listening to my favorite group, Motley Booger.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, this is Muhammad. I have your package.
Now, you knew that had to happen.
Muhammad calling.
You knew that had to happen.
He's on his way.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, we're doing fantastic. How about you, honey?
I'm not doing so good today. I was hoping to pass something by you guys.
I live
in South Florida. I've been working at the same electronics plant for 8 years. They just expanded. and they hired a lot of Spanish-speaking people. Very nice people, don't get me wrong.
Uh-huh. You say you're calling from South Florida?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
And they're very nice people, but they talk Spanish constantly around me, and I've tried to explain to them. It makes me feel uncomfortable because I don't understand what they're saying. And I don't know if
they're saying you're a bitch.
What?
Nothing.
Okay. Anyway, so now
that
my supervisor,
I
complained to them, and they said, well, we're going to send you to Spanish-speaking classes on your own time, unpaid.
Why don't you pull a prank on them, an office prank, and then you'll be known as a prankster bitch.
Come on.
Now, I understand.
Help me out with this one.
Honey, listen. I know you don't want to be difficult, and I want to tell you that one time, a long time ago, Mike and I were on in Albuquerque, New Mexico,
mm-hmm.
and there was a town in Texas that wanted to adopt Spanish as the language in America.
Yeah, right.
And we called them and gave them a hard time and kind of felt the way that you do.
Yeah, we kind of railed against it.
And we really got our asses handed to us.
Yeah, you
got to
be careful.
And
it's a numbers game.
Yes, especially now in this climate, you must be careful. I would say that what you want to do is relocate. If you don't want to be with Mexicans, you want to go to the state of Maine.
I can't afford to move there.
Oh,
but
the Pine Tree State would welcome you with open arms. And really,
in Rochester, New York, and I miss it.
Well, they're all over Rochester.
Yeah, but see, not on the coastline now, Don. You have to move inland in Maine.
Yeah,
it's changed in the Portland area.
Hourly down here is an unbelievable way.
I recommend the town of Caribou.
Caribou, Maine. And I know what you're saying, honey. It's frustrating that you wish that they would say, why don't you give them a book and teach those folks to speak English?
Mm-hmm.
I urge you to just go in and damage as many of these products as you can on the assembly line, Laverne and Shirley assembly line, as you say.
I'm a nice person. I don't do that. I tried to talk to them very nicely.
Right.
And
let me give you a tip. Can I give you a piece of advice? This is really what you should do.
Yes, sir.
When you get to work tomorrow, walk in, and the first thing you say, just listen carefully. This is easy to remember.
It's not nasty, is it, please?
No. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas.
Very good. It's the season.
Are the people that you work with illegals?
You know, like I said, they're very nice people. It's just
hold on.
It's just so rude when they do it in front of you.
Are they here illegally?
Yes, they are, and they're like I said.
Are you sure?
Very nice people.
Are you sure they're here illegally?
No, I'm not in the front office, but they screen everybody for being a felon or whatever. But you know,
how was your screening? How did your screening go?
How'd you pass?
My screening went fine. My dad's a cop, and my brothers are cops from New York. I'm okay.
Who do you look like that's famous?
Tell you the truth.
Please, yes, tell
please,
us the truth,
please.
No, lie to us.
Oh, yeah, no, I won't lie to you. I have dark hair, bright blue eyes, like cat eyes.
Oh, John Mayer.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I needed that. I really needed that today.
Honey, why don't you just find another job?
Oh, I can't. It pays too much, and I'm a single mom. Yeah.
And you love the cafeteria?
Rob is assuming. Are you a woman of larger carriage?
No.
My serious advice, darling, my serious advice would be, I mean, at this point, then you have to assimilate. You're going to have to learn to speak basic Spanish.
Well, you're in a part of the world
I really am. They're trying to teach me, and I'm trying to be accepted to it.
Well, you're down in Lauderdale also. And, I mean, Lauderdale was doing that a lot longer ago than the rest of the country. I mean, that's been forever down there.
I mean, I remember 15 years ago when I went to Miami, I almost drove the car off the road when I saw a billboard in Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The same way I almost drove a car off the road in Los Angeles the first time I saw one of those billboards for the gay cruises.
On Sunset Boulevard.
I believe you. If you go any farther than Fort Lauderdale International Airport, everything is in Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Well, you sound smart, and I bet you could learn a language fast.
Meet them halfway.
No, I can't. No. That's
do you see? You must
French.
Speak some. You must speak some Spanish, ma'am. You must have some words,
darling,
in your vocabulary.
Do you have a computer?
Taco Bell, burrito, and
told
no,
you
I'm
she's
only
fat.
Kidding. I'm only kidding. Like I said, they are very, very sweet people to me. And
are they well spoken?
I feel so out of place. And I, you know, when we go to the Christmas party this year, you know, I want to sit with these people because they are very so. I mean, so sweet to me.
These people. I want to sit with these people.
I want to sit with these people. Uh-huh.
That'll be nice for those people.
I'm sure they will like you.
That was a faux pas, wasn't it?
Yeah. A faux pas. See, you just spoke French. You just spoke French, and you did it automatically. You're a linguist.
I love you. You're a cunning linguist. I have a joke for you when you do that joke contest.
I bet you do. I bet it's about Mexicans.
No, it's not. But I'll tell it to you now if you want it. It takes like 35 seconds.
No, we don't want a joke. We want to help you. We want to help you assimilate.
You know, really, there is something, what is that thing, Rosetta Stone?
Yeah, get them in malls everywhere, shopping malls.
You can actually go on your computer and learn how to speak another language. Why don't you do that?
Because I'm not really smart that way.
How about this?
You'll do fine.
¿Dónde está el baño?
Do you remember the old Steve
Martin?
The old Steve Martin album, ¿Cómo está casa de Pepe?
Of course.
You remember that?
Of course we
do. We do quote that on the show.
Okay. What's this? Omelette du fromage.
A cheese omelette.
Same album.
A cheese omelette.
But hold on. We're going back in time. We're talking about Steve. We're talking about Steve Martin comedy albums, while the reason you are calling is you hate Mexicans.
No. I do not.
Well, you're not expressing any desire to learn the language where, you know,
that I'm not intelligent enough to do it. It's very complex.
I think you're brilliant.
Single mother, how old are your kid or kids?
I have a 21, a 10, and an 8.
Well, you know, the 10-year-old's going to have to learn Spanish any day now.
The first thing you have to learn how to say in Spanish is cross my legs. You must stop squeezing out children.
El diaphragm.
Is there a Mr. Single Mom?
Yes, I am.
Is there a Mr. in the house? Is Daddy in the house?
No, sir.
Oh, dear. Are you raising the children on your own?
Yes.
Single mom.
All kids by the same paw?
Yeah.
All right. Then the first step, really, no more spreading your legs, no more kids.
Well, you know, come on. I have to have a hobby here and there.
Have you thought about voluntary sterilization?
I'm already done with that.
Ah. Oh, you're done with that? You're late in life? Is that what this is? You're postmenopausal?
No. It's like I don't know. No more babies because I can't afford them.
You're not really done.
I never go on, you know, like welfare. I will not do that.
Let's get back to the Mexicans. Why do you like those people? I'm giving you a chance to redeem yourself. Why do you like those people?
Those people.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that. That was not nice.
It's already been said. Move forward, please.
So I'm giving you a chance. Why do you like?
I apologize. That was not right.
Why do you like those people? What do you like about those people?
Well, these ladies are very sweet and very nice to me, and you know, I'm very thankful that you know, we all get along. I've been there for 8 years; they've been there for like 4 months.
Have you thought about approaching them and you know, saying you'd like to speak the language,
pointing to something and go,
"This is a breast. How do I say this? This is my breast. How do I say this in Spanish?"
I've tried that, and I'm really not good. I did get. My name is Terry. Terrible Terry. That's terrible Terry.
Terrible, not terrible.
Okay,
now, see, if you say terrible, if you say terrible, it's not going to work. You don't see. You seem to have a grasp of the French language. You know, when you said faux pas, you
no,
aced that
like
one.
Maybe you should go to Canada. Maybe you should go to.
I do not like.
Think about Canada. If Maine is maybe too Hispanic for you,
right?
What about Canada? And you can tap into, as Mike said. Your love of French
Canadians,
yeah.
And the value of the dollar going down, maybe that's good for you. What?
Michael J. Fox, come on, you guys are way smarter than me. Please don't make me feel any stupider.
Oh no, that's the last thing in the world we want to do. No, don't feel
my
stupider.
My grammar's going downhill as I speak.
Please don't. When's the last time you had a period?
Oh, now you're getting nasty.
Not at all.
It is three weeks ago.
As I've said many times on the show, it's a legitimate question.
Honey, it is just part of our regular background check. When's the last time that you had a nice healthy period?
About 3 weeks ago, thank you.
Okay, so 3 weeks ago you had your NHP. That's a good thing.
You guys are hysterical.
I would have pegged you as maybe close to the change.
I would too. That's why I asked pre- or post-menopausal.
I really hope so.
Would you mind sharing your age with us, darling?
I'm 47.
47. That's the, that. You know what that is? That's ripe.
Prime of life.
That's a fine, ripe woman.
I want to tell you something. If you are...
I just want to be a nice person.
Honey, for someone who hates Spanish people, I want to tell you something.
No, please don't say that.
Hates Mexicans.
I do not hate anybody.
You hate Mexicans. I think you'd be pleasantly surprised if you put on a semi-attractive outfit. You could find yourself a young muchacho.
Oh, you certainly could.
Some yes. young Andy you Gar- some young Andy Garcia type.
Right.
And the only thing that you got to say to him is, look at it and eat it. That's all you got to learn how to say in Spanish.
Absolutely.
Senorita Robinson.
And you know, the way people learn English in this country, a lot of them watch American television. Mm-hmm. And you can do the same thing if you rent the movie Scarface. That's what taught me most of my Spanish.
My little friend.
Yes. I'm telling you, you know what you are.
You already know the product.
I love you guys.
To the correct young Hispanic man in South Florida, mm-hmm. you, my dear, are the prize. Are you kidding me? You're the white devil. You are the beautiful.
I'm a white devil.
The beautiful white diamond.
How long is your hair? Do you have shoulder length hair?
It's past my shoulders.
Past your shoulders? Perfect. Hold it.
I'm completely Irish.
All right. Here's what you do. You have longer hair. You put it up in a big bun. And then when you get to the office in the morning.
Listen to me, please. Hear me,
Hunter. This is important.
Listen.
You get to the office and you get to the factory where you're working. You put your hair up in a bun. You take all the little bobby pins out of it right. when you get there. And then you shake it around and say, just top of your lungs, I am en fuego. I am en fuego. And they, my dear, they will flock to you. They will flock to you.
Why would we make fun of you, darling? We're here to help you.
And you're an Irish girl?
Oh, completely Irish.
Oh, dear.
I think it's incredible.
Blonde,
she's
blonde hair. She's 47. Red hair and blue eyes.
47. She's still bleeding.
She's got flame red hair and blue eyes. Yeah. And really,
not
we know
flame
that.
Red. We'll go burgundy.
Ma'am, would you consider being. Of a coital nature with a Spaniard.
Yeah, with a Hispanic gentleman.
Well, my two children are from Hispanics.
What? Hold on. Now, wait. You've thrown a complete monkey wrench into the presses.
Hold on. Hold on, Shauna McSlutty.
Well, hello, Pedro. It's so nice to see you. I've kept your bed warm, and I'm waiting for you to come to me in the middle of the night.
You called to complain about learning Spanish when you have squeezed out two children from a Spanish man?
Well...
A Mexican man? A Hispanic man?
Not Mexican, Spaniard, but his last name is Walters.
Walters, I'm getting more confused by the minute. I like the Irish Spanish combination.
Is the guy who is the
They're beautiful children, but
yo quiero Taco Bell.
Oh my God, I should never have called.
No, hold on, now. So your kids
stealing hubcaps for beer money.
So your kids are a mixture of Irish and Hispanic, right?
I am so embarrassed right now.
I've got a very important thing to say to you, Missy. George. Don't drop the chalupa. Whatever you do, don't drop that pesky chalupa.
After you've fried the beans, fry them again.
Watch out for that shillelagh.
You're speaking Irish.
If you have children in the house, how come you don't already speak some sort of Spanglish? If you have children...
Hold on. This is where I'm really going to give you guys a lot of, opportunity.
No, you go out to a restaurant and you say, I'd like a nice tall mojito with a chimichanga.
Hold on. How do you spend the time to have some guy lay the wood to you, some guy who is Hispanic, and you have two kids, and you didn't pick up any?
I thought he was Italian, I'm telling you.
Oh, you are a dumb one, aren't you?
I have me entire family.
Oh, you know
family.
What? Yes, if you want to call me that, yes, sir. No. I guess I am.
I have me entire family.
It doesn't matter. He was a very good person.
Well, it sounds to
Why
me like
he leave you?
You're gravitating to these people.
Why did he leave you, ma'am?
He passed on.
How did it happen?
How did you kill him?
What? No. He got sick.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How did you poison him?
It took a lot of time.
Oh, really? It was slow thing?
You know, you had to do that stuff where, you know, it can't be detected, so it has to do little by little, but right. They can't build up a, you know,
I'm going to have
tolerance.
A fine time tonight with Pedro. I've slipped a little rat poison into his beans.
No, you can't do rat poison. No. You have to do the other stuff, the arsenic, very slowly.
Who are you for president?
For president?
Yes.
You guys.
No, come on, serious question.
Honestly?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm on the edge. I don't know. I want
Well, then let me be the first one.
I do want Hillary, but, I mean, she got some back issues going on. Obama, I don't know.
Let me tell you this, Missy. I'm going to give you a piece of advice. Based on listening to you, I suggest you write a big fat check to Senator Fred Thompson.
Say that again. Write bad checks.
No, a fat check, not a bad check.
Or the guy that I'm really starting to despise, Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney, he with the Frankenstein head.
If that cat looks in the camera one more time while answering a question with that frozen, I'm lying to you, Manchurian candidate look on his face.
Hi, I'm Mitt Romney.
Okay, who do you guys want?
Right now?
Are you allowed to say who you guys are going after?
Are you allowed, Don?
I'm writing. It's a write-in candidacy for Billy Crystal.
Oh, come on, get serious.
Based on 700 Sundays.
If it was going for that, I'd go for Robin Williams.
Oh, Robin Williams fan. Wow. Now we know she's a genius.
Yeah.
Okay,
now we know she's super smart.
Bad, right?
No, honey, I'm for Hillary, actually.
Even though I'm a woman and she's a woman, everybody would like, all women would like to see a woman president.
Mm-hmm. Hey, can I ask you a question? Hold on a second. Can I ask you a question? In your circle of friends, and I'm sure you've got many friends, are you ever referred to as chatty? Oh, dear. Bless you.
I'm sorry. Yes, I probably am at this point.
I, like you, am allergic to Hispanics, ma'am. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
God, no matter who calls in, you get mad at them.
That's not true.
We are not mad at you now. I simply blew my nose. I sneezed.
You twinkle like Bewitched.
Don gave you the best advice of all. He said, you got to seek out a lovely Hispanic man at your place of employment.
And you let him service you because that man is going to treat you like a queen. He won't treat you he probably won't treat you like the pig you are.
You know what? Just find me Captain Jack Sparrow and I'm happy.
No, so you're aiming too high there. Johnny Depp is aiming too high.
It's my joke time now.
Now listen, you're aiming way too high. You find a Hispanic man who can service your needs, and he can also teach you the language at the same time.
Your joke time is going to be when you finally dry up.
Oh, my God, you guys. You're so mean, but I still love you.
And all you're going to find down there is a bunch of crushed red pepper.
Darling, I'm sorry to tell you that maybe you don't know this. When you call the Don and Mike show, And you tear down someone simply because they're different, I think you're going to find we will fight you all day.
Tooth and nail.
Do you hear me about that?
Tooth and nail. We're all about assimilation on this broadcast.
Did I pull somebody down?
Yes, you did, ma'am.
You brought us all down, ma'am.
I'm sorry.
We're all brothers together. We're all sisters, color, race, creed, religion.
You watered down the product that we refer to as the United States of America.
I did not mean to do that. I was just wondering how to handle a situation.
And also you have that great quality where you begin to talk when the man is talking. You talk when other people talk. And that's wrong. Now she's silent.
Hello?
No, I said sorry.
My God, you must drive those men batty.
Have you ever seen the seagulls a-fly in all the heather?
What's your name? What is your first name, Chatty?
Terry.
Oh, the earth is filled with beauty.
And you originally called, just to recap and get rid of you now, you called because you wanted our advice about Spanish-speaking people getting into your work and assimilating and having Spanish being the language that is spoken in your workplace, yet you have already squeezed out two kids from a Hispanic guy.
Yeah, but he doesn't speak Spanish, but that's not the point. You're absolutely right. I apologize.
Oh, he doesn't speak Spanish. Well, he's not here anymore, right?
Right.
No, he doesn't speak Spanish, but he is Spanish.
He doesn't speak English either, right?
I have nothing against Spanish people. It's just they try to get me to teach them, and they can't speak English, and I feel terrible that I can't help them learn.
What are we going to do with those people?
No, there's nothing wrong with these people. They're very nice.
But you don't like them.
They want to learn, but I speak English. They speak Spanish, and I'm trying.
You know what they're saying in their Spanish language on the assembly line or wherever you work? They're saying, here comes Terry the bigot.
Another day, another long day with Terry the Irish Bigot.
Well, Terry, we got to go. Listen, what are we going to do about those people? We'll think about that later.
I'm sorry you feel that. I really didn't want to come off like that.
Well, you're going to go to work tomorrow with a totally different attitude, aren't you, Terry?
Yes, sir.
Very good.
Do you have a message for those people?
Just that they're very nice people, and they're God bless them. They're very good people, and they're wonderful friends.
Aren't they super?
I didn't mean to do what I think I just did.
Well, does that happen to you a lot, Terry?
No. I'm usually a very friendly person.
I know at least three.
I was just asking a little,
advice.
Terry, I know for a fact three times that you made huge mistakes, and you were not aware that you were making them. And I'm not counting this phone call today. I'm not counting this call.
No, I definitely.
And what are your children's names?
I offended anybody.
What are your children's names?
Brandon, Taylor, and Ashley.
Oh, no Hispanic names in the group?
No.
All right. Well, why don't you read?
I know Luis.
I didn't really think about Spanish names. I just liked them. They were pretty. Yeah.
Luis or Jesus. Or, hey, how about a shout out to my garden guy, Fausto.
Fausto.
Now that's
Fausto.
A name.
Hi, Fausto. I apologize to you, too.
But you know what? Or maybe you could name them after the Mel Gibson movie that I watched last night. Apocalypto.
Oh, Mel Gibson. Let's not talk about him.
Apocalypto. It doesn't have a nice ring to it. Apocalypto.
I'll tell you what about
him. I really don't care for him anymore.
He made a lot of sense when he was talking about those people. You know what I'm saying?
I used to like Mel Gibson until he made those racial slurs about the Jewish people. That is just ridiculous. That's... He's just jealous of them.
Well, you have to go to work with a brand new attitude tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
And you have to start learning Spanish ASAP. Okay. Rapido.
Terry.
Yes.
How do you feel about Jewish people?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
How do you feel about Jews?
How do I feel about Jews?
Yes.
I don't really look at people as Jews. I just look at people as people.
There. Now you've learned your own lesson
good,
now.
Good answer.
No, I always did, but I'm afraid I came across in the bad way.
Well, see, you have to learn Spanish. That's what you have to do. That's the solution.
You know what? Actually, that would be an asset.
Little by little.
An asset. And incidentally, how is your asset?
That's right.
How is your asset, Terry? Has it dropped yet?
Well, I'm 47. You know, when something starts knocking you on the back of the knee, it's damn well your ass.
And I have to ask the standard Rob Spiewak question. What's your favorite dessert?
My favorite dessert?
Mm-hmm.
I would say golden crabs.
Golden crabs.
I had that once.
I know you think it's crazy. But
Christ.
When you were spending a lot of time in San Francisco, right?
Jesus Christ.
I'm in South Florida. And
Every day I'd start itching and itching. My balls are killing me.
Golden crabs.
Well, I'm so sorry about your balls, but if you ever get a chance to come down to South Florida.
What the hell is a golden crab?
I'll tell you who saved me, though.
You wouldn't. If you like stone crab claws.
Those people saved me. They saved my balls.
Okay, stop with those people. I apologize.
What the hell is a... I said dessert.
I know, but you said those people, and I still feel bad because you brought that up.
What the hell is a golden crab?
A golden crab is a... It's very cold water. You have to get it deep, and the claws are huge.
But that's dessert?
It's not a dessert.
It's not a dessert, Terry.
Oh, well, to me it is.
Oh, God.
No wonder those people don't like to talk to you.
Yeah, they're talking about you behind your back.
Those people are most definitely talking about you.
Real quick, I got to know, what is it precisely that you are responsible for at your job? What do you do?
Do you wear a hairnet?
No, I'm in charge of soldering and wiring electronic components.
Would we know some of the products that you've manufactured?
No, I doubt it. It's battery testing equipment for Bank of America, New York. When it went black, we got a lot of business from them.
When it went black, there she goes again.
It's always racial.
There she goes.
What about those people?
I'm sorry, who are you talking at once?
What about those people? The blacks.
What's that slur?
Nothing. I don't care. You said they went with yellow polka dots.
You said they went black.
You're a good person.
When New York went black, that's what you said, Terry.
How many African Americans at your office?
Now you guys stop it. You know, you're pulling the black out. How's that? The black out.
Oh, now I understand what you're talking about.
Well, you want to throw blacks out? Why? This is America.
You guys are just tearing me apart.
No, we're not.
No, no,
we love you.
You know what? you know what? You guys get paid for this, so you're really good at it, because right now there's a bunch of people laughing their ass off.
We love you and your pink derriere, your Irish pink derriere, with freckles all over it.
I hope those ladies get together and beat the crap out of you with their with their vacuum cleaners.
And chihuahuas.
Their vacuum cleaners? Now who's racist?
Do you have freckles on your chest, Terry?
Honey, yes. I'm only talking about those people.
I can't help it. Yes, I do.
Yeah. She's got a freckled chest, Don, yeah. Your favorite.
Ugh.
You know, I bet she's got big boobs, though. Do you have big boobs, Terry?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. But I bet that they're like big, droopy jello jello molds.
I really thought they would be by now, but no.
But they're not, no.
Two sagging containers of strawberry jello.
Well, I'm telling you, my butt fell, but my boobs are the same.
Your butt fell?
And it was tapping me on the back of it, you know, the legs. That's right. My butt.
It's tapping me on the back of the legs. Well, I think you're going to find yourself a fine man there.
Mm-hmm. Guaranteed.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, you guys cheered me up because you have a great sense of humor, and I thank you for talking.
Well, thank you.
We've been told that we have great energy and great wit.
Thank you.
You do. I just hope I didn't offend anybody.
Nobody except those people.
Yeah, that's right.
Just them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and, you know, think about maybe Alaska, too.
Good.
Alaska might be
thanks
a good.
A lot.
And they've got great crab up there, too.
Like, you know, there are different people in Alaska.
Oh, that's true. You've got
Alaskans look like Indians, so.
Yeah, you know.
Do me a favor.
Have a problem
if you ever come down to South Florida,
mm-hmm.
You go down to Bill's Seafood and get some golden crabs.
Golden
and you will
crab.
Not sleep.
That's right.
That's right. That's
it beats the crap.
That, is that a crab
was.
Crab
and
prepared
price.
In a.
And the price.
Jesus
too.
Christ.
Boy, I'd love to beat the crap out of you.
You are misrun on sentence. Golden crab. Crab prepared in a golden liquid.
You are just... I love you, though.
Oh.
We love you.
Yes.
You definitely
whatever.
Deserve the money you get paid because you do entertain people.
You habla stupido.
I was having the worst day until I got to talk to you guys, and I think...
How do you say the C word in Spanish? Is that a literal translation?
Yeah, it's...
Would you just put an O on the end of it? Would it be?
I'm not quite
N-T-O?
Sure. I know that's you know one time that
or maybe like
Arnold said punta or something like that. That's
oh, don't
ass.
Say punta. That's I heard that's better. I don't know.
You
what
hear
it
what?
Is.
What do you hear?
I punta. I don't know what that means.
Do you hear that from those
but
people?
They say it's a bad word.
You know,
they
if
do?
If you move to Kansas, you might be able to you know
you
get yourself.
Me moving. I'm stuck here.
You might be able to move in with a lady that's been on the show numerous times.
Oh my God! I think that yeah,
okay,
you have an identical
somebody else that you don't like. Please.
Oh my God! You have an identical twin out there.
You do
named
oh
Gladys
God.
Kravitz. Except if possible, she's more open minded than you are.
I don't know. I feel so bad right now. I felt good. Now I feel bad. I just hope I didn't.
Oh. You feel more good.
Funny, and I really want to tell you a joke, but
how many
make it quick?
How many days until your next period?
Now you stop it.
No, you stop it, Mr.
No,
Man.
You stop it, and I mean I want you to stop having periods because I want you to stop having Hispanic babies.
Well, that...
Well, you
that
shut
was,
her
that
up.
That wasn't nice, but I guess, you know.
Yeah, we're not sure.
We don't need more booger eaters in this world. We need responsible citizens in this world.
Well, that would be me. I work about 12 hours a day.
Well, God bless you, sweetheart.
How do you stand
it? And I just love listening to you guys because
thank you
if it wasn't
for that.
For you, I don't think I could go home smiling.
How do you stand working with those people 12 hours a day? Seriously.
Fine. It's, you know, they know it bothers me when they, and, you know, now they're being nice enough to go, oh, sorry, Terry, you know. Because,
hold on. Hold on. They know it bothers you when?
When they talk Spanish and I can't understand them.
Well, why don't you say, the next time they do that, why don't you say speak Spanish instead of talk Spanish?
Speak Spanish.
Yeah, you're saying they talk Spanish.
Yeah, and you said tell them to speak Spanish?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a little thing called grammar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is, I love the girls, and... I just don't know how to
well,
do it.
Well, give
right.
us some Spanish words. I'm sure you've picked some up.
I want to tell you something. I'm sure
here
they.
And there, but I'm smart, but I'm not exactly when it comes to learning another language.
You'll pick
I
it up.
Wish I was. I really do.
You say you like the ladies there?
Oh, they're wonderful.
Do you find them attractive?
Oh, stop it. Now you're
why?
Going to another level.
Exactly.
Sure.
A whole other level.
Let's talk about those people. Gays. What about those people?
I'll tell you what, these ladies are, I mean, Chris.
Hold on. Really, seriously. How do you feel about those people, gays? What about them?
Who?
Gays.
What about those people?
Gays?
Yes, homosexual gays.
I think that's their own business.
Their own business. But yeah. How do you feel about that? Like gay marriage, for example.
Gay marriage?
Yes.
I don't have anything against it.
Ah, very good. Good
answer. Have you ever experimented?
Oh, are you kidding me? Of course.
How do you feel about
it? Wait a minute. You've had a lesbian encounter?
Of course.
Of course. It gets more interesting.
Was it with a relative?
No, stop it.
Yeah. Can you give us the names of, say, two of those people that you work
with? Yeah, like I would really give somebody's names.
First names.
Just say, that's not going to hurt anybody. First names of people that you said are very nice.
Cheryl and Carol.
Well, Cheryl and Carol, those don't sound like Hispanic names.
Those are her experimenting friends, not her.
There it is.
You can't say the S word.
There it is.
Who are the names?
I said I was sorry.
Who are the names of two of those people that you work with?
Yeah.
First names.
Oh, that I had an encounter with?
No. Yes, no. That you work with, that you like.
Who you work with. We've changed back.
Who are the names of two of the people?
Minnie and Martha.
Who?
Minnie and Martha.
What's the first one?
Minnie.
Our name is Harmenia, and we call her.
Harmenia, and that sounds to me like it means harmony.
Mm-hmm. She's a sweetheart.
Harmenia. I like that name.
Well, she's a sweetheart.
The girl is just wonderful.
Do you have any Eastern European relatives in your family tree? Like maybe anyone from Harmenia?
No. If she's wonderful, then... hey, if
you
she's...
You get paid for this, and I see why you get...
You keep saying that.
Because you guys are...
If she's wonderful, why did you call in the beginning to complain about these people?
You know what? Maybe complain was the bad word. I was trying to figure out how I could nicely try to get them to understand that it does bother me.
And we've explained it to you, and now it's going to work because you're going to change.
You're going to tell those people exactly what?
Without hurting their feelings, I would like to tell them that, could you speak a little English? Because I do feel left out.
Well, how about if you say it this way? If you speak a little English, I'll speak a little Spanish.
I've tried. And they're trying to.
Oh, okay. Quit her.
No, I believe the problem was with those people. You tried, right?
No.
Am I wrong? Don't want to learn, do they? Those people don't want to learn.
I'm the bad person for calling.
Yes, I think
you may be. You guys might have, a handle better than I do on.
Well, I think we've made ourselves perfectly clear.
I already told you to move to Maine. I mean, you don't like Hispanics. Move to Maine.
Wait, why do you keep saying I do not like Hispanics?
Because
it's not that.
Everything you have said.
I feel bad that I don't fit in that.
Everything you have said to us indicates that to us.
Even though you've made love to a Spaniard and had two of his demon Spaniard seeds.
Demon Spaniard. Now who's bad?
No, we're never bad. We are good. This is the land of the good.
Spaniard.
This is the land of the good. It's all you.
I want to tell you, I'm talking about those people now. Those people
love
us.
Those people, I apologize.
Those people love us because we don't judge those people by calling them those people. Now that we've said that, what would you like to say in summary to those people?
I apologize for saying something like that. That was very stupid.
And what are you going to do?
I'm going to try to learn Spanish.
Yes. Bravo.
Bueno.
Bravo. You wake up tomorrow morning, you look at that mirror, you say, ¿Cómo está usted?
You guys are doing it to me again. Okay.
Me llamo Terry.
I just want to tell you something with those people. Watch your wallet.
You did again.
Make sure you lock your purse with those people. You know what I'm saying?
Me llamo Terry with the grande punta.
That's a bad word.
Oh, it is?
No, that means ass.
That's a bad word.
Ass. Punta is ass.
Yes.
Well, that's still a bad word.
Oh, no, it's not.
Okay.
It's a lovely word.
Well, it depends on if it's Jennifer Lopez's punta.
She's got a lovely one.
She's one of those people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would kill to look like her. My goodness.
Well, why would you want to look like her? You look like one of those people.
I'm too old.
Would you like
I'm sort of cute, but I'm definitely past the, Yeah. Forget it. Can you send a picture? I'm alone. That's the end of it.
Send us a picture.
God, I wish we could make you into a human pinata.
A human pinata.
Wouldn't that be great?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you attracted to J-Lo? Would you like to look like her, but would you like to maybe be with her?
No, that's fine.
Think of her as a pinata, Don. You could.
I still can't believe she's with that ugly guy.
Could hit her with a stick, and when she busts open, all the bigotry would fall out.
You mean that that ugly guy?
Do you think she's a bigot?
No, not her, dear.
Mark, you know what? She hears good, but she never listens.
No, she doesn't listen at all.
Mark Anthony, is that the guy you're talking about?
I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said ugly, but I...
Yeah, he's one of those people, isn't he? He's one of those uglies.
Oh, no. Please don't go. Don't take me there again. I didn't mean that.
I bet she hates Kelly Ripa's husband, too.
I just don't think he's very attractive to me. I mean, you know, everybody has their own opinion.
Mark Consuelos.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Remini.
Darling.
How much trouble did I get in by calling?
Oh, you loved every minute of it, didn't you?
Oh, you got in no trouble.
No, I did love every minute of it. You know, talking to you guys is a treasure.
I wish you could stay longer.
I only hope some renegade gang of Hispanic thugs finds you and treats you like the lady that you are.
Off the air, can I tell one of you a joke to tell the other?
Absolutely. No. Don, I'd love to listen to a joke off the air.
Sure.
In my office.
It would only take like 1 minute, and I guarantee you will laugh.
Sure.
In my office.
I'll take that call.
All right.
Just take hubcaps off the sides of cars and fling them at you as if they were Frisbees.
Be a lot of fun. Terry the Irish Rose.
Terry the Irish Rose. Terry the Irish Jerk about right now is from what I'm making myself.
No, you're loving every minute of it, as we said before.
You are wonderful.
Terry the Irish Rose.
We treasure you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
It's been a slice of heaven, Terry.
You know why we treasure you? Because you're like us. You're not like them.
No, please. I've been holding this in for so long, and it's so funny.
This joke you want to tell.
This joke, mm-hmm. Jesus.
Yeah.
She's bursting.
It has one bad word, and you can bleep me out.
No, we can't bleep you out. It's live radio. We can't bleep you out.
Okay, can I just say?
I only wish that you would come back in your next life as a bullfighter, and you would be the bullfighter that gets his head chopped off by the bull that goes crazy, nutty.
And see, when Don
says... What are you drinking? Because I want some.
When Don says that, it means he loves you.
That's right.
I love you. Because you and I think the same.
About them.
About those people.
So the joke is a no, even if I do it wrong.
No, you can't tell the joke on the air.
I tell you what.
No. Off the air to one of you, and then you tell.
Only if the joke is about them.
Pardon?
Is the joke about those people?
It's about crazy people.
About crazy people. Doesn't count.
No, sorry.
All right. You would have loved it.
Yeah. Listen, as my people say, adios.
Okay. God bless. Thank
Have a great day. Goodbye, Terry.
Talk to y'all.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Buenas noches.
See you in Toledo.
God, she was great. Terry the Irish Rose of Fort Lauderdale. My God. Oh, my God.
Have you ever seen the seagulls?
Or the side of Terry's ass?
All the crimson sails on Galway Bay.
God, it's so fun when you have people who are racists, and they don't know that they're racists.
Oh, she worked with all the Hispanics.
Gathered all together in the form and face and dainty.
And I mean, I kind of feel that way about the English language in America.
Right.
However, if you're living in goddamn South Florida, which might as well be Cuba.
Might not want to throw around those people. I think Terry made an error in judgment.
I think she knows that.
I love the ground she walks upon.
It's Terry the Irish Rose.
Irish girl.
There she goes.
Oh, she's my dear, my darling one. Her eyes so sparkling, full of fun.
Oh, her ass is fat and her armpit smell.
Frank goes on her chest,
Okay. I will be. Oh, God damn, that was a long time with her.
Worth it.
Long time. Mm-hmm. Making bridges, making friends.
I loved every minute of it.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I ask you nicely.
What?
Move down. You're too close to my house.
Pellets fell on my house.
I didn't shoot once in that direction.
Pellets don't fell on my house. Me. You're the two. I'm filming you.
You do whatever you want.
I'm filming you, Bob. I told you the other day.
In case you don't know what this is, the world's greatest basketball coach, the general, Robert Knight, he's out with a pellet gun, and he's accidentally shot one of his neighbors with a pellet gun, and the neighbor is now coming out with a video camera saying to Bobby Knight, hey, you shot me with a pellet gun.
Oh, my God. What's the general doing with a pellet gun? Being Bobby Knight?
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't need a reason to have a pellet gun. Anyway, here's the thing from the beginning again.
I ask you nicely.
What?
Move down. You're too close to my house. Pellets fell on my house.
I didn't shoot once in that direction.
Pellets fell on my house. You're the two. I'm filming you.
You do whatever you want.
I'm filming you, Bob. I told you the other day. If y'all want to go back in there, fine. But I don't want no pellets landing on my house while I'm cleaning my swimming pool. When you have bullets
landing... You're swearing and cussing and yelling. I don't need...
When you have pellets landing in my swimming pool, don't move the gun towards me again.
I did not shoot...
Do not move the gun towards me again.
Nobody moved the gun toward you.
It's on film. Don't do it again. I'm asking you now to move.
Here's the gun.
Move down further where the pellets don't land at my house. How would you like for pellets to land on your house?
15 times. Why don't you go? We've heard you. We're here legally.
Move down away from my house.
Go. Go.
Move down away from my house.
Go.
I'm going to. The Don and Mike
Show. Really, really good stuff.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Not as good as Tony La Russa with the alphabet.
R-S-T-U-V, V-Z, T-U-V, X-Y-X-Z.
Yeah.
You shut up. That's disgusting.
Hot as balls. The Don and Mike Show.
Bite me.
Tempting. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Terry again.
Oh, my God.
Rob, I'm sorry, Joe. Why'd you put her back through again?
No, I just want to say one thing.
Hold on, Terry. We have a question that we need answered here.
Why you were put through?
Joe?
I didn't. Hello. Well, you took her cold.
Oh, my God. You should have flagged her.
Oh, no.
What's the luck? 14 lines. The one.
I can flag her forever. That's for sure.
No.
No.
Flag her. What else, honey?
No, I just wanted to.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Have you ever seen the seagulls a-flying all the heather?
She got rice rule again. So luck. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. How about you?
I'm all right. I was listening to you guys call that lady a punta earlier, and I happen to work with a lot of Spanish people. They're great, hard workers. Punta is the B word.
Is the B word?
Meaning what? Bitch? Butt?
Yeah. Yes. Culo is the A word.
Ass?
Yeah. And Pinocha? Pinocha is the vagina.
Robbie, be a loving. Get that tape of Arnold where he says, I like the punta.
Yeah,
the
I thought he was giving him compliments.
The wonderful punta.
So when Arnold is back in his younger days with the Brazilian dancers, the showgirls, and he's very excited about what he's seeing.
And then he also says later, because... they're devoted to my favorite body part.
The ass.
The ass.
Right. That's back in horny Arnold days. Well, he's still horny.
Yeah, that pumping iron days.
Changes. That's very surprising because I thought it was a term of endearment.
The nice punta.
That was a compliment.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Donna Mike.
Yeah, hi.
This is Muhammad. I am very much enjoying your iPod.
Get out of here, Muhammad. That's
the
whole thing with
He's FedEx. Got a car full of them.
FedEx from before. Here's Arnold.
Tell them that I want to thank them for the fantastic performance.
Pela fantástica apresentação.
And for showing me the nice punta. Punta.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm thinking if we're trying to get the correct translation, maybe Arnold is not the right guy to go with.
What? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
I just want to know, what does it matter what her coworkers speak? I'm sure they don't get a word in against her anyway.
Amen to that.
Oh, she's lovely. Terry the Irish Rose.
You know, really, I think the universe would cease to exist if she and Gladys Kravitz were on the phone at the same time.
And it was the same way with Gladys. We kept her on the very first time she called for a good long time, and then with each subsequent call, it became more and more difficult, and it grew into a pure love-hate relationship.
A feud. A loving family feud. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great. How about you?
Good. I just wanted to also say, I wanted to say that puta actually means bitch, but the way that they're pronouncing it, it means tip.
It means what?
Tip, T-I-P, because they're pronouncing it like P-U-N-T-A, and that means something different than P-U-T-A.
Well, I'll tell you something, Mrs. Spicoli, we're on a slippery slope here.
Did you hit the button?
I did not, because she corrected.
Good,
because
she said T-I-P.
Well, I'm totally confused now. Here we are, simply trying to give a lovely Irish lady a compliment.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, if you were referencing the Arnold Schwarzenegger tape, that's if it's Brazilian, that would be Portuguese, so that might be the...
You know what? You're smarter than we are. You're absolutely right.
Well, now I'm totally confused.
Just doesn't he also say that the Brazilian or Puerto Rican way that...
Brazil is the home of my favorite body part, the ass.
So he's not speaking Spanish. He's in Brazil.
Oh, boy. I tell you, we're totally confused now.
We're stupid.
Well, if it resulted in an insult to Terry the Irish Rose, I think we haven't done our job.
Maybe I'm the stupidest, but isn't Brazil quite a distance from Portugal?
Yeah, but they speak Portuguese in Brazil.
Yes. Why? Hello, Donna, my show.
Because they came over from Portugal.
Yeah, why? I was wondering, the guy that called a couple calls ago, does he work with people from Spain who are Spanish or Latinos? Because there's a difference.
Well, now, you know, we got a bunch of guys that are sitting here looking at each other with dumb looks on their faces.
We wish we knew.
Because we're totally confused.
I took French.
And the Portuguese came over to Brazil. That's why they speak Portuguese there. And they brought the nuts.
They should have stayed put.
I don't care about those people. 3 hours until kickoff. Do you hear me?
Yeah, baby.
3 hours until kickoff.
Right.
Mike, I don't wear the colors as brightly as you do. I very rarely, like when you have your rally Red Sox stuff, I rarely have the chance to say, let's go, Pack.
Yeah, when you're saying that, you're speaking figuratively, of course, because, you know, wearing the colors, you know, as far as what you wear every day, you are a tremendous fan. You just don't talk about it with as much enthusiasm as I do.
I'm an idiot. I wear Green Bay Packers clothing virtually
every
day.
That's your thing. You got it on your car. You got it on your body. You wear it. You wear Green Bay Packers underwear, Green Bay Packers socks.
Come on now.
Go, Pack, go.
Tonight, hours away. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. I really think they have a chance. I don't think they're going to kill Dallas, but I think it'll be a good game. And I feel bad for all Packer fans and all football fans. The NFL Network took out these gigantic ads in the newspaper today,
right,
all over the country, saying, we got a great game tonight. And if you can't see it, don't blame us.
Yeah, you're out of luck.
Right.
Blame your cable company.
You didn't pay for the and if the cable company does not carry the NFL Network, then you're double screwed if you can't get it in your area without buying the dish like everybody was doing in Green Bay.
And the way that this thing has to go is that there has to be one cable company out there that caves, and it's got to be a big one.
Don't you equate the fact that the NFL Network covering a game this big is similar to TBS carrying the playoffs?
No, and here's why, Mike, because they lucked into this.
Mm-hmm.
With the NFL Network getting their limited schedule,
right,
they get games that could be good, could be bad.
So this happens to be, I mean, nobody expected Dallas and Green Bay both to have the seasons that they're having.
As a matter of fact, if they could, NBC, I'm sure, would take this game for the flex game this week.
Mm-hmm.
They can't because it's on the NFL Network. So now what the NFL is saying is, well, if you don't want to pay the cable guy extra and you don't want to get satellite, we will put some limited highlights on NFL.com. If you want to log on during the game, we'll show you just a clip or two.
This will result in a tremendous windfall for both the cable companies and the NFL Network.
Sure. There has to be once one of the giants like Comcast caves and makes this part of basic cable,
right,
it'll be okay. I think everybody should remember back to when the NFL first went on ESPN and went on TNT. We had much the same reaction. Hey, if you don't have cable TV, you're screwed.
Right.
This is just the next evolution of that. Although it strikes me as very heavy-handed with the NFL. They've got so much friggin' money.
Oh, I mean, it's the monopoly of monopolies. There's no question about it.
And in this case, they're almost like a drug dealer. Wouldn't you say to the cable companies, hey, guess what? there is such a demand for this game that this week only, everybody in America gets the NFL Network for free.
Yeah, be a preview.
On their cable system.
It'd be like when Showtime or HBO comes on with their preview.
So you watch it this week, and you watch the game on Thursday night, and if you like it, then you buy it.
It's not going to happen, though.
There's a lot of ways that you can do it, and people just are getting screwed. Mm-hmm. And now Rob has been standing there like a statue.
No, I got a good question,
goddamn
though.
Abraham Lincoln sitting there.
You'll know this.
What?
Who calls this game tonight? Who's up in the booth?
Who cares?
I care, desperately.
Jesus Christ, Rob.
Who is it up there? Because it's not the NBC team.
It's Bryant Gumbel.
Bryant Gumbel and Chris Collinsworth.
Okay, cool. There you are. That's what I wanted to know.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you. Bye. Bye. I hate doing that to you. I hate waving you away from the microphone.
I knew you'd know.
But don't let it take away from your excitement of the big game.
Oh, I'm thrilled about the game.
Now, how crestfallen, though? I mean, it's a game. They're in the driver's seat. It doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter if they lose this game.
It's not win or lose. It's the fact that they're back and they're 10-1.
And it's just like back in the day when you were a kid, when you were a little one, and it was Dallas and Green Bay. I mean, back the Frozen Tundra days.
Or even 10 years ago. Right. And it's really, really good, and it's goddamn exciting. And, you know, screw the NFL. And we are all – I'm the biggest lemming when it comes to the NFL.
Right.
I mean
– I don't think you should put this much emotion into a sports team, though. I really don't think so. Because, you know, I don't understand. First of all, you know, it's just a game.
I'll tell you what, though, Mike. If I owned a bar/restaurant
– Yes.
You bet your ass –
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
I would have signs up saying, I got the game on tonight on every goddamn screen.
Mm-hmm. If we have the NFL Network. I'm not sure.
Don't you have a satellite at your place?
Yes.
Well, then you've got a channel.
You know what we have? We have the HD package, too. We have the HD package, and I think that includes the NFL Network.
Should be sad.
I'll double check that before the show's over.
I know there's a hell of a lot of people that are going to be going to sports bars tonight.
Right.
That are going to be going to friends' houses tonight. And I just feel that the NFL played this wrong with us.
Rizzo, if we have the game, call me, because I got to find out now. I want to make sure.
It's really bad. You know, I mean, goddamn. What if you're
It's the monopoly, but I mean, that's happened with the NFL more than any other league for years, you know? I mean, now that we've got DirecTV, a lot of people have DirecTV, they can get it, but the blackouts with the I mean, that didn't the NFL start that? Didn't they really start that whole thing?
They did, but that's based on home team and sales and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then on the other hand, you look at it like, well, a cable company charges you what? 70 cents a month for the NFL Network. Do you realize on your average cable company you're paying for TNT, paying a quarter a month.
Right.
For ESPN, you pay 55 cents a month.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at it like that, it's not a really big deal. There's so much money to be made by so many people, and there are so many people who are willing to pay for it. I just don't know why the NFL's dicking everybody around.
The reason the NFL's dicking people around is it's the same reason that DirecTV can dick people around. It's called a monopoly.
Because
and the monopoly is twofold. You've got the monopoly with the DirecTV, and you've got it with the NFL. And really, I mean, really, they're the only. You have no options. When it comes to the NFL, you have no options.
I mean, if I didn't have the dish, I would have gone out and bought one today.
Mm-hmm. You're that motivated?
And have them hook it up.
Can you imagine, seriously? I mean, I know that they break out stats for that thing. Can you imagine the windfall that this is going to result in for DirecTV? It's going to be true. It's probably going to be one of the biggest things that's happened to them.
Let's say Dish Network.
In a regular season.
Dish Network carries the NFL Network as well.
Sure.
And they carry high def NFL.
And it's also a tremendous windfall for Stuart Eisen. Will he be the main guy? Will he be the Mr. Pre-game guy?
And please check out his almost cancerous short haircut.
As the receding has gone to complete loss of hair.
Please check out Richard Eisen tonight and say a prayer that he's not going through chemotherapy.
Our former friend, Chris Stuart Eisen, we loved him so much.
I got an email from somebody saying that Rich Eisen was writing a book.
I called him Stuart Eisen. It's Rich Eisen. That's right.
But I know you meant Stuart Scott.
Right. Stuart Scott, Rich Eisen. They're a hybrid.
But somebody sent me an email saying that Rich Eisen, maybe it's already being published now, has written a book about the first 4 years of the NFL Network, and that we are featured on two of the pages.
In an unflattering light?
Oh, he cuts us one for that thing at the Super Bowl. Oh.
Really?
Where we made him wait.
We got to get this book.
Yeah, we got to get it.
It's going to be fantastic.
Buzz, would you Google that right now? Could you just Google Rich Eisen book?
And who's going to buy that book, incidentally? The first 4 years of the NFL Network.
God.
That's like the first 4 years of Oxygen. Yeah, the first 4 years of Oxygen TV.
Journey to the Center of the NFL Universe. Would that be the name of the book?
That's...
Yeah, there's a guy that's got it in perspective.
Uh-huh. Is it out now?
Yeah, it is. You can get it at Barnes & Noble. Has it for $18.
We'll have it tomorrow.
It's right across the street.
We'll have it tomorrow.
Oh, if he cuts us one, I can't wait to read it. Hello, Rich Stewart, Eisen.
Plus, who the hell gave him a book deal?
Yeah, well, that's what he thinks. He's the man.
Right.
He really, and it's not even referencing the NFL Network. It's Journey to the Center of the NFL Universe.
That's right. And there's right. Rich running like OJ used to right there on the cover of the book.
Oh, my God. Isn't that's that, the most egomaniacal book
thought,
cover I've ever seen
I
in my life.
I thought you'd see it that way.
Total Christ. Access. So that's what the deal is, right?
Rich
right.
Eisen.
Superman.
Dick Eisen.
There he is.
Okay.
Oh, he is so out of touch.
Well, you're gonna see his stupid mug tonight if you watch the game.
And he wrote about us, you know, good or bad. I don't care. I think that's fantastic.
He's a friggin' show for the NFL. We gotta do this because we went so long with that very nice lady. Mm-hmm.
Terry the Irish Rose.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
And she was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant. And I didn't believe it because when you're just two weeks pregnant, you can't really tell just because you haven't seen your menstruation.
Right, honey.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, honey.
They're not dumb. They're stupid. Don and Mike.
That's right.
Bite me.
Thank you.
Hey. That was funny.
That was funny.
Hey, Larry.
That was funny.
You stink like my butt.
I know.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
It's always a good time for one of those. Let me see. We're not having a Christmas party.
No, I guess we're not.
Huh.
There's a new survey. Did you get that email from Rob? 33% of companies are not having holiday parties this year.
Right.
And then Rob attached in the email that our station, WJFK, is not having a Christmas party this year.
That's been confirmed.
I guess. And
as of this morning, no plans have been made.
That's mm-hmm. right.
So let's find out now. In fact, maybe he has news about the Christmas party, the lack thereof. He's making his first contracted appearance of the year. Here is... Vincent Gandolfini.
Sell the world in the winter.
Vincent Alberto Gandolfini.
How are you? How are you? How are you? How are you?
Vinny the Elf.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad to Terry. How's everybody doing?
How come you're not wearing your elf suit?
I don't wear the elf suit until 2 weeks before Christmas. Read my contract, Ryder.
I read your contract. Where's your pointy shoes?
I don't have the pointy shoes. I'm going out partying tonight. How are you, Don? Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas to everybody. To all a good night. All that good Christmas stuff. How are you?
Now, Vinny, are you losing business because so many corporations are dropping their Christmas parties?
I'm losing business because of the cyber age. I'm losing business because the traditional methods of delivery, including what we do as elves, have been subverted. That is the word.
Subverted.
That is the word that I want to use. Subverted by the fact that the cyber this. This is cyber. Do it online. Online. I got this. I'm going to stand up and show you. Screw online.
Oh.
Screw online. I got to go. I got to go with the flow, though. I got several things. I got projects I got to promote, and that's all I'm here to do. This Christmas season, I have direct orders from Santa that I have to come in here, and I have to specifically mention some very important things that can get the elves and the reindeer and Santa Claus online. All right? Can I promote some stuff? That's what I'm here for. Can I do that for you, please?
Vinny.
First of all, I recommend anybody that has any questions about elves, Santa Claus, toys, or any of that stuff, go to elflover.com. ElfLover.com is my official Vinny the Christmas Elf website. It's very easy to negotiate.
Vinny,
if
that
you
is...
take your mouse.
Hold on.
Huh?
That's an adult site.
Well, they're all that way, but they, you know, you can buy products, T-shirts, sweatshirts, gifts.
Isn't that your scatological site?
No, that's VinnyLovesChocolate.com. Vinny Loves Chocolate is for, people that want to, you know what I mean, explore alternative lifestyles.
What about your bestiality sites?
ElfBook.com. ElfBook.com, everything you want to know about me, that's personal. If you want to get into Vinny's life, Vinny's availability, if you know what I mean, Right, Vinny's availability, like for ElfBook, you get to see what I'm really
wrong.
Where'd
you get that suit?
I got that suit from this guy. This guy last night, he says, I'm a tailor. And we are getting whacked out of our gourd on absinthe. And this guy says, I'll hook you up. He said, I said, you can't fit me. You can't fit me, you a-hole. He says, yeah, first of all, have another drink of the Green Fairy. Then come down and see me. Look at this. Can you believe
beautiful.
This is three-piece?
That's beautiful,
This is a three-piece shark skin suit. I love this.
You look like a Fortune 500 guy.
You're damn right I do, but I'm a little slicker than that. I look like a good fella. I want a shirt like Paulie Walnuts. That's what I got on right now. And you always criticize me. You say you're not wearing the little elf outfit.
No, you're supposed to. Listen, is that infection taken care of? You know that piercing that got infected?
No, it's still bad. I thought really, I was told by a certain lady friend of mine that, how do I put this? I know you're on the FCC restrictions, but I'm going to put it delicately.
Okay.
She said to me, Vinny, I really enjoy having sex with you. Okay?
Yeah.
But it isn't because of your obvious elfin limitations. It is not, shall we say, as satisfying as it would be with a full-grown man. You know what you can do for me, Vinny? What you can do for me is to get a piercing down there. And so I said right away, I'd do it. My problem was I went to an unreputable person, a person who really was not inclined to give me the best hygienic atmosphere, and I got an infection that spread down into, can I say this on the radio?
Say it, what?
My balls.
So your balls are not perfect?
And an elfin vasectomy has a 75% failure rate, Rob Spiewak. I've been paying attention to you. But back to me. I want to tell you this. This thing, you want to talk about pain.
The infection.
You've heard of the guys that pass kidney stones. We have a lot of elves that that have a lot of uric acid, and they have problems with kidney stones.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Did I see you in Fred Claus? You were in Fred Claus, right?
Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? Vince Vaughn is an a-hole.
Did you have...
I was an extra.
Oh, so you were...
No speaking role. No, I had several lines, and Mr. Vaughn, Mr. Fat Gut Vaughn, Mr. Overweight Vaughn said that, he's stealing the scene. And that was it. They cut me. They put me on the cutting room floor.
Ouch.
I think that sucks. I think that's it. He's no Will Ferrell. He is no Will Ferrell. Who, of course, starred in the namesake movie Elf, which I thought was a wonderful film, and I thought it was very... And incidentally, Fred Claus, hello, lack of originality. How about an original idea? But I'm oozing. I'm oozing right now because of that piercing, and now I'm not able to pursue women like I have before. Everybody...
Gotcha.
Look, facts of the matter. Everybody enjoys an elf. Everybody likes to be with an elf. Everybody wants an elf to sit on their lap. And the ladies like elves to, do curious things. So it bit me in the ass, but on the other side, if you know what I mean. 1-800-ELF-ASS if you want to find out more.
You are incredible with your mouth.
Uh-huh.
Are you not with when it comes to love?
Well, you got
to
make up for your shortcomings. You know what I mean? Ho, ho, ho. And the fat guy not only is not functional down there, the big man, he's not only not functional, he's also incontinent. So Santa, Santa baby, bring me a diaper right now. He can't function at all. He's really, I don't know how many thousands of years old he is, but he really doesn't... He doesn't function. He's not doesn't have all his buttons, if you know what I mean. Oh. I thought the guy was ageless. I thought he could go on. The guy that's Mr. Saint Nick could go on forever. There'd be no problem. Cinder Claus, Black Peter, the whole thing. I thought he could go on forever. There'd be no problem at all, but he really can't. It's really sad to watch a great jolly old elf, a larger elf than any of us, really lose his faculties. And now what we're doing, I have to be honest with you. up at the North Pole, we are jockeying for a position as to who will be the new big guy.
Who gets
to wear the red colors?
You don't have a chance.
Yeah,
Vince.
I know. Okay. You never showed any faith in me whatsoever. Is there any chance you maybe say, hey, Vinny, you've been on this show for years.
Vinny, did you or did you not work the mob into Santa's work? Okay.
Excuse me. Where do you get most of your products, okay? You say that thing if it has to get to you, whatever, it comes on a truck.
A truck, right.
Who runs the trucks, okay? It's my friends, the Gambino.
You're the guy.
The Gambino family.
You let the mob into the North Pole.
I let the mob organize the North Pole the way only they can. And what happened was people either went along or they didn't go along. And if they didn't go along, what you saw was a little popsicle in the middle of the North Pole with a felt hat. Really, you know, we didn't send him out to the Meadowlands. We actually put him right out there in the middle of nowhere and said, good luck. You know, they got those snow cats up there now. And we had a couple of friends of mine that came in. They're not like your TV people. This was a man named Mr. Farrelly. Mr. Farrelly came up as an organizer, got together with the elves, and he said, gentlemen, would you like to be unionized? And, of course, I knew what was going on because I was the insider. And they spoke to all the elves. And I would say a good 85 to 90% of us said, you know, let's go in with it.
Have you killed anybody this year?
I can't answer that question. What are you talking about? I can't answer that question.
Did you authorize the killing of anyone?
What I did, and this is just for you and your wonderful listeners who understand the life.
Yeah.
I will tell you that I pointed out individuals that were in the elfin community who may not have been, shall we say, conducive to a relationship that we would have with this particular said organization of elf employees, the Toy Workers of America.
And what are you going to do if you see a kid dressed like this? Now, if a kid sees you...
Wait a minute, a kid dressed like my suit?
No, no. What?
I'll say, go to Vinnie Loves Chocolates. No, that's sick. Sick bastard. You got me to say something sick. You're a shock jock.
If a kid sees you...
Ho, ho, ho.
He would still know you're an elf because you've got those goddamn Vulcan ears
I do, yeah, but I keep them kind of covered with my graying hair.
You got the Pinocchio nose.
Thank you.
You got the red.
Okay, that's
red
no prize
green.
Beak on you, my friend. That's no prize beak on you.
All I'm asking is, what would you say if a child approached you now? Would you be sweet to the child?
No.
You would not?
No, it's not appropriate. I'm not in my function as the Santa's helper right now. What I am doing is coming on several radio programs, and the writer's strike has screwed that completely. I'm very upset with that. I wanted to go on more talk shows, but the fact is what I'm doing a little radio, doing a few signings. And that when I'm in the suit, I will be perfectly acceptable for children. But right now, it's you and me. It's talking. You're talking about the mob. You're talking about Vinny's websites where you can go. Can I give it another hit?
Sure.
Okay, that's elflover.com, VinnyLovesChocolate.com, and elfbook.com.
Do you have a message for the little bastards, though?
Oh, look. I told you we're going to talk about promoting things. You want me to do the kiddie thing?
Let's
okay.
just give 10 seconds to little bastards out
right, hold
there.
Hold on,
okay?
Children. Hold on.
All those little booger eaters.
Little
out
sip
there.
Of the grape. This is not the best Merlot I've ever effing had.
Come on, we got it at the grocery store.
All right, here we go. Hey, boys and girls, this is Vinny the Elf. I'm really excited. I hate it when I have to drop the accent. I'm really excited about the Christmas season. I hope you come up to the North Pole and see us. But if you can't, you gotta be a good boy and girl for your mommy and daddy. And maybe you get one of those great toys like the rock and roll game. Or you get something Barbie if you're a girl. And Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night. All right? Does that do it? That float your boat? That give you wood? Does that do it for you? I hate that kind of talk. Really.
Tell.
I'm going down to several clubs tonight. If people would like to get together with me,
you hate
I will be downtown at some of the finer night spots that people would enjoy.
You hate right? kids, don't you?
Huh?
You hate
of
kids.
Of course I hate kids. How would you like to be the size of a kid and they poke and prod you? They poke and prod you like you're some kind of dime store novelty. like you're some kind of freak of nature that they can play with like a toy. I'm a human being elf. I am not an effing puppy dog.
And you're mobbed up.
I'm not mobbed up. I am not. We are in the sanitation business. we handle disposal. Do you know how hard it is to get poop out of the North Pole with that frozen wasteland? It just sits on the top like blocks
right,
of brown ice.
Well, listen, you got to come on the show at least twice more before Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I will make every effort to do that. It's always nice to see you. And would you like to, you were mentioning your fabulous Packers before. Is there a chance you would perhaps like to lay down a little action? Vinny can make that happen for you. You can get a bet down. How about the Packers in 12?
Rob Spiewak writes, are you in the sanitation business?
Nice joke, fat ass.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Oh, I'm out of here. Here comes liberal Lenny over here.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
All right. You godless punk. Okay. I won't be listening to you.
Bye, Vince.
Screw Vinny. You and your ham Thanksgiving.
You too, Vinny.
Wow. Whoa.
Sure does smell like wet dog in here.
Something.
It's just a hint of cologne.
I love Vince. Vincent.
Vincent the elf.
Forgot to mention his earrings he had on as well.
He only had one. He loves chocolate.
He kind of looks like little Stevie.
Uh-huh. And he loves Christmas. Don't get him wrong.
With the bandana. Buzz.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
All right. Stand by for action.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You're a goddamn genius!
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. Uh-huh. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, folks, that's all the buzz we have for you today.
Buzz! It's all about the buzz.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
They love fully and completely Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Buzz did some research about Punta.
I did.
Yes, very significant research.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Punta. And Buzz, what do we have there?
After all these years, I think what we've decided is Arnold was accidentally calling those women whores. Because in both Portuguese and in Spanish, Punta, P-U-T-A, means whore or tramp.
Uh-oh.
Tell them I like the nice Punta.
Yes, you are a bunch of whores.
And we do want to thank a loyal listener. Did anybody catch that cat's name?
Greg Underhill.
That's right.
Underhill brought a book by.
He went and bought the Rich Eisen book. My God, what a waste of money. I hope he shoplifted it.
Thanks, Greg.
It's about 300 pages and very small print with no index.
No, there's so we can't find immediately where we are.
Give me a couple days. I'll scan through this
we'll
thing.
We'll find it.
Like on page 10, I thought this might be us, but it's not. It's blah, blah, blah. It's not just print and TV reporters wagging tons. Virtually every radio host in America depends upon the Super Bowl city. Every morning zoo has a producer roaming the floor of the center looking to cherry-pick guests. No one escapes the grasp of the morning zoo, including yours truly.
Yeah, yeah, because he's so important.
Right.
To see such a scary, important guy, Rich Eisen.
Yeah, he does write about it in this book, so thank you very much to that loyal listener. Yeah.
Very good.
We'll find it, and we've been immortalized, finally.
Cool.
Dick Eisen, we believe, is immortalized in his book.
Just the way we've always wanted to be.
And I'm going to immortalize him.
With a little mustache, perhaps?
Or? No, wrote fag on his forehead.
I see.
There he is.
He's running through the airport.
Looking like a tough guy.
Dick Eisen.
Tough guy, Rich Eisen.
Yeah, the whole deal with him is that we had him on our show for a whole year. Doing football stuff on Fridays.
When he wasn't that big a player at that particular time.
Yeah, it was when the NFL Network was first signing on.
And he just jumped from ESPN to the NFL Network.
And we would rearrange the schedule on Friday, and he'd say, guys, I got to be done by 5:30 because I'm interviewing Marshall Faulk. We would move everything around, and then he'd say, guys, I've only got 3 minutes today. I've only got 2 minutes today.
I have a very small window, and you have to be on with me at a very specific time.
Mm-hmm. And we thought, you know, buyer beware, we thought that we were getting the glib, sarcastic, funny guy from ESPN. Instead, we got just an ass kiss.
And the NFL shill.
Yeah, for the NFL Network. Mm-hmm. So during the Super Bowl, 4 years ago, maybe whatever, he scheduled finally to do a phoner with us that we've paid him for, incidentally.
Right.
Okay. That's That's an important fact.
Very,
well.
Very exciting.
We're paying him to be on the show. Mm-hmm. So we fight, and he dicks us around. The first day, he's too busy. Second day, he's too busy. Third day, he finally calls, and he says he's got time. Mm-hmm. And we left him on hold. we kept coming back to him on the air and saying, Rich, can you hold on? We're getting set.
We were frustrated because there were so many times we said we were coming to him mm-hmm. where he would go elsewhere.
Right.
And finally, we decided to reverse it a little bit. And it was perfect us. It was purely petty.
And the reason that you were pissed off from the word go is, remember, he was taking time away from his lunch mm-hmm. with his parents. He was in a restaurant, yeah. And you were not happy about that.
And then he wasn't happy about that.
He was
either.
Very upset. No. Then he sent me an angry email. I still have that email, as a matter of fact. You know, you guys are losers. Forget you ever knew my name. Forget my phone number.
Yeah, forget my phone number.
Forget
right.
my email. Anyway, that's the story, and it's somewhere in this goddamn book.
And yeah. damn it, we're going to find it.
Sure will.
Good.
That bald bastard. Not like you, Buzz.
Thank
not
you.
Not all hairy like you.
No, I'm
the oldest man in the world.
Covered head to toe in hair.
Not You're bald.
Like, you are like a human scrotum chia pet.
Wow. That's a compliment, I think.
Of course it is.
A generous comment from a generous scrotum. Hi,
he has more than enough hair down there.
Howdy, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
Why do bad things happen to good people?
Tell me.
Rodney King, whose video beating by police set off riots, has been shot in the face. King was standing on a street Why? Corner last night when he was shot in the arm and the face. The injuries Why? Are not life-threatening.
Man, that's lucky when you get shot in the face and it's not life-threatening.
And Henry Hyde, who railed against a woman's right to choose and for the impeachment of Bill Clinton, has been taken from us too soon. After just 16 short terms in Congress, the former Illinois
home.
Lawmaker was 83.
Safe home. Say hi to Sean.
Safe home, Henry.
Safe home, Ari Hyde.
I'm not saying American Idol is dying, but with the writer's strike, in fact, we may all be very grateful for its return in January, but the star-making ability of the show may be fading. Jordan Sparks has just barely crept into the Billboard top 10. Compare that to Kelly Clarkson, who opened at number one in 2003, or Ruben Studdard, who entered the charts at number one. Fantasia opened at number eight, but Carrie Underwood opened in the number two spot. Even Taylor Hicks debuted.
Hey, I don't believe she does that.
Oh, that's right.
All-American girl.
She does not open in the number two spot.
The number two spot is Britney, I forgot.
I love that deep cut on her album, It's Just Chocolate.
Hey, what about Tony Romo, though? I mean, he's been linked with Carrie Underwood.
Sure.
He's been linked with Britney Spears.
Jessica Simpson.
Now he's linked with Jessica Simpson.
Right.
God, wouldn't you love to just be his right hand?
Oh, that's why he's always smiling, isn't it?
Of course.
I mean, you ever see him even, you know, tense
no,
game? He's never. Always grinning.
He's
he grins more than any other quarterback.
He's relaxed happy. And centered.
Sure.
He's going to get laid.
Even Taylor Hicks debuted at number two. Josh Groban's new Christmas album, meanwhile, opened at number one this week, thanks to some help.
Not a big Josh Groban fan, Buzz.
A lot of people aren't, but he's doing very well, especially this year, thanks to some help from Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, she's a kingmaker.
He's mm-hmm. the Dane Cook of music.
I agree. That's well put. In other music news, the Broadway stagehand strike is over, making ticket holders unexpectedly break into
thank
song.
Thank God all the shows are not going to be dark anymore. I'm excited.
So is Rob. Stand in the place where you live, and you're more likely to lose weight than if you're sitting all the time.
Hold on, man. I was just jamming on that REM tune you mm-hmm. threw out there.
Right.
Stand in the place where you live.
Turns out it's good health advice. Standing, you're more likely to lose weight than if you're sitting.
That's BS.
New research, Mike.
That is total crap.
No, we got fresh research that says the fact that we spend so much time sitting has a lot to do with why we are, as a nation, are so fat. The scientists say that when we're sitting, our bodies stop producing a fat-burning enzyme. Stand.
What are you trying to do?
And the enzyme production starts up again.
You're sitting right now.
I am.
You?
I am, as a matter of
fact.
Don't
you sit during the most of the broadcast?
A lot of the time, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I stand some.
Stand. Stand in the place where you live.
Mm-hmm.
Stand and deliver. Stand by me.
Losing my religion. Sure. Sure, boy.
All right. Continue, Buzz.
All right. We'll all stand. Stand.
Everybody going to stand now?
The enzyme production starts up again. Right now, just when you stood up,
you
started making enzymes again.
How you feel?
Fat burning.
A little
enzyme.
Dizzy.
Of course.
Little lightheaded right now.
Take a load off. Rob's standing now as well.
Well, just ask Mike if you're going to stand. Can I use your chair?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll stand for the rest of the show.
Well, that'll
be nice. Slimmer already.
I love this.
What's the frequency, Kenneth? Mm-hmm.
Standing uses the biggest muscles in our body, our leg muscles. Your thigh muscle burns many more calories than, say, the muscle in your forearm.
What are you doing?
I'm leaning now.
Leaning against the wall. I think that partly defeats the purpose.
Well, no, I'm standing. I'm on my feet.
Well, wait, there's more. Just moving around a bit, puttering, as some people call it, increases the production of the fat-burning enzymes even more. And again,
I'm sorry, that hit my head.
What did you do?
It hit the speaker that we have in here that's ill-placed.
This
hit me in the head.
This is such a great chair.
It is a good chair.
Ah.
I'm moving. I'm puttering now.
Again, burns even more calories if you move around a bit.
All right.
The study
says, watch out for the speaker.
Even regular workouts, even if you work out regularly, those workouts are not as effective if you spend the rest of your day sitting down.
I think you've worked out enough.
I agree. Give me the chair back, please.
Hey, wait a second.
No, give me the chair.
No backseats.
I need the chair.
All right, watch the speaker.
Thank
you.
Take
a load off,
Mike. No backseats.
You old queen.
No backseats.
No backseats.
I called that.
No backseats.
No backseats.
Let's do an improv.
Who the F says that? Rob Spiewak does.
Are you comfy?
No backseats.
No backseats.
That's too good.
The good news is that the percentage of clinically obese people in this country seems to have leveled off for the first time in 25 years.
Friendship bread, no backseas.
We're just not trying hard enough.
Rob Spiewak.
Of course, 72 million of us still qualify in the minds of doctors as obese.
Rob Spiewak.
That's what the doctor's going to say at the end of your procedure. No backseas.
This makes more than a third of all Americans obese. This is leveling off, though. That's good, right? Quoting a health researcher...
Why?
Until the numbers go the other direction, I don't think we can consider this a success.
That was funny.
Is that a third by weight?
Technically, I am not sitting. Technically, I am reclining.
Well, that's got to be better.
Well, I believe in some way you're exercising your calves at least.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I do the whole time. I'm doing pregnancy exercise?
Kegel. Kegel exercise?
Kegel. I Kegel during the entire show. Sometimes more than other times.
You Kegel too much and you're going to go poopy in your pantsy.
Kegel time.
No backsies. In the end, it may be up to the women. The research shows women to be slightly ahead of the curve on weight trends. As women gained, men gained. Now, as women stopped gaining, men have stopped gaining. By the way, a group of health experts this evening is calling on the FDA to regulate salt. These doctors say salt can no longer be considered generally safe.
Hey, girls, I got something salty for you.
You want it now?
Time. Who wants to lick some salt, Peter?
The great salt lick.
Time to open Derek Zoolander's School for Kids Who Don't Read Good when we continue.
Great. Get that tape, please. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
No one gets out of here alive. The Don and Mike Show.
I was just looking at the internet.
It's lovely new service, isn't it?
I was looking at the DCR TV to see if that guy had picked out some of the hints you threw out there today.
Yes.
Not yet.
Mm-hmm.
But this is interesting here in D.C. The November rating sweeps are over. The TV rating sweeps are over.
Yes. Right.
Which is why, for instance, you might wonder, like last night, why'd they do the Grinch Christmas last night? Christmas is a month away.
The original
why'd
one.
They do the new Shrek HD Christmas last night? Well, because last night is the last night of sweeps.
That's why they wanted to cram it in there.
So they don't care about what happens on TV now because the ratings are over.
Right.
And here on the site, DCR TV, it says Channel 4, the NBC station here, which has been killing at the 11 o'clock newscast for how many years? Seriously.
Forever.
Like 10 years?
It's the Vance factor.
They got beat this time by Channel 7.
Hmm. Channel 7?
Yep.
Wow.
ABC 7 is up 38%.
Wow.
And NBC 4 is down 37%. Now, if I was NBC, if I was WRC,
the local,
my spin would be, hey, NBC's programming sucks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what this guy put on his website?
What?
DCR TV hears that Channel 4 is claiming Channel 7 won in the ratings only because Channel 7 was doing a Hannah Montana ticket giveaway. Now, seriously.
That's it? That's what they're claiming?
That's it. So that's why the station that's been winning in the ratings for 10 years gets beaten because the other station is giving away Hannah Montana tickets.
It's the HM factor.
They're very hot.
You can't ignore it.
Then we're going to have a huge December. We got a pair to give away, too, if only Renee Poussant will endorse our giveaway.
You know, at the doctor's office today, I was I was accosted.
I know.
By one of the ladies.
Yeah. I've been asked.
Requesting Hannah Montana tickets. Oh. That is the third time I've been asked for Hannah Montana.
Well, we're giving them away next week, so our ratings should go up 36%.
I can't wait.
Cool.
Our ratings sweeps.
It'll be just like the George Lopez movie.
Anyway, what?
The George Lopez movie. Your ratings will go up in one night.
Oh, like the bleacher bum.
Exactly.
The bleacher bum.
You remember.
Sure. The bum.
Kind of.
The fourth graders in Latvia.
And that's not good. That's not good for morale at Channel 4.
No.
You know, when you've been the biggest, strongest, and you get beat one time by the little guy, you don't say, well, it's because they were giving away tickets to a teenage girl concert.
They will be back, and they will be back quickly, because none of those other stations has Bob Ryan.
That's right.
The Bob Ryan factor.
You know what it is, truly? What? You know what it is? That loss of audience for Channel 4 at 11 o'clock?
What?
George Michael.
Yeah, baby. That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. It's not Hannah Montana.
Mm-hmm.
It's the old orange, feeble, horse-riding George Michael.
George Michael, Chicago!
That's the one.
But Bob Ryan, never a gray hair. Never a gray hair.
Golden shovel.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, make sure you predict when we're going to get our first measurable snowfall. I'll come to your house and shovel you out.
That's right. Well, that's what George is doing now, out on his ranch.
But I can just hit you in the head with a shovel, Bob Ryan.
And incidentally, if you ever do have the pleasure of watching local Channel 4 weatherman Bob Ryan, just to pick up on Ryan speak. I mean, if you transcribe what he said, the way he puts his words together.
Conjurer.
He's got his own language.
Didn't we decide he never finishes a sentence?
Right.
Speaking of George Lopez.
These numbers can't be right. I can't lose half my audience in 3 days.
Well, you did. And the suits won't stick with sports if the hitman owns drive time. So here's the deal, Hank. Either you go back to your nasty old self, or you're going to Midnight's. What's it going to be?
I can't, Kevin. Not now.
Midnight's, Hank. Midnight's.
Sorry.
You know what that sounds like?
What?
Some of the conversations I've had today. Not Midnight's. Are you kidding me?
Hey, it's so funny because, I mean, we can't explain it to you, but radio ratings work nothing like TV ratings.
They're not instantaneous.
You don't get overnight ratings. It's not modern by any stretch of the imagination.
For example, the ratings that we will get next time are from 1994.
Yeah, right.
We're very excited.
And we were good back then.
Oh, man, we were rocking. I can't wait to see them.
Those numbers should be great. Or Channel 4. Well, we got beat by Hannah Montana.
Hannah effing Montana.
So that's all. Now, what were they doing on Channel 7? Were they saying, good evening, I'm Gordon Peterson. Tonight's top story, 10 more people are dead in Iraq. But first,
here's some tickets.
Jesus.
What's the world coming to?
Our savior. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi.
The sexiest sportscaster in America now, though, is ESPN's Aaron Andrews. So say the visitors to Playboy's online poll. 29-year-old Aaron is a sideline reporter for ESPN's college football, college basketball, and baseball coverage. Before that, she was on the dance team at the University of Florida.
They're wrong. They're wrong once again. They're always wrong.
Your pick?
Jeannie Zalasko.
She was on the list. She was one of the nominees but didn't win.
I would nef her with your D.
Or her D.
In second place, Lindsay Soto, who works for Fox Sports Net West. And in third place,
George Michael.
My favorite, Krista Voda, a NASCAR reporter for Fox and for the Speed Network.
Where was Andrea Kramer on the list?
I don't believe she was on the list.
Hey. She's not a Muppet like Susie Colbert.
Susie Colbert. Hey, she got Joe Namath going, didn't she?
Yeah.
Got Joe Namath going.
He was
going,
so drunk.
I want to kiss you.
Yeah! What does he say? What, struggling.
I don't care if he's been struggling. And I want to kiss you.
And as long as we're talking about ESPN chicks, old Linda Cohen. Someone take that horse face and put her on ESPN radio.
You know, if you want to talk about hot women on ESPN, though, I like Bob Lee. Did I get the name right?
If you want to check out a regular looking woman, a very competent reporter, Michelle Tafoya.
Oh, yeah.
From Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my complaint about her physically. She's not really beautiful. She's very competent. She has hands that appear to be the hands of a longshoreman.
Now, how can you see them?
Does she do a tight shot?
I have high def.
Right.
And she holds the microphone. And you see this really nicely made-up soccer mom.
That reminds me of a Seinfeld episode.
Oh, you know? Man hands.
She's got man hands?
Sure. She wears no color on her nails.
No nail polish at all.
She doesn't do the French manicure or anything. Right. Uh-huh. And if she had the age spots, they could be John Madden's hands.
Man hands funny. Man hands equal funny. Man hands are great, and also woman hands on a man.
Exactly.
I'd like to say hi to the owner of the Washington Redskins. Hi, Danny.
This was Playboy's first sexiest sportscaster poll in 7 years, the last winner being Jill Arrington, who's no longer even in broadcasting. Your CSI toys are...
And you know, have we mentioned they brought Jillian Barbary back on that Fox show? And
yeah.
They, like, totally waste her now because they don't want to exploit her as a sex object.
But so, it's hard when she dresses and behaves the way she does.
She comes out dressed like a slut, and what they say is, here she is, the brand new mother. You know, as if to say, she's legitimized.
Yeah, but she's still got that the effects of that pregnancy.
Oh, she does.
She really does.
Mommy boobies. Mm-hmm.
Fun with cameras when we continue.
All right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I want to do something meaningful with my life, Maury. I have deeper thoughts on my mind. The other day, I was thinking about volunteering to help teach underprivileged children to learn how to read. And just thinking about it was the most rewarding experience I've ever had.
Derek, I don't think you're cut out for that kind of thing.
I mean, maybe I could even have my own institute. We could call it the Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Can't Read. Good.
The Don and Mike Show.
Rich with the aroma of love.
Yeah, baby.
The Don and Mike Show.
You never mentioned that story, did you?
No, I didn't. We ran out of time.
Well, what is that story? Go ahead.
Let's see. It had to do with literacy. The United States now ranks fourth in the world behind Russia, Latvia, and several other countries you wouldn't expect.
That ain't good.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
That's the bottom line.
All right.
And finally, fun with cameras. That mysterious blue ghost spotted recently at a gas station in Indiana. Do you remember this?
Yep.
I do.
Yep.
Well, it turns out it was apparently just a bug on the lens of the security camera.
No.
You can find this demonstrated on YouTube.
Oh, God.
Turns out the witnesses who saw the ghost only saw it on the security monitor. Sorry, ghost lovers. A Tennessee man is about to lose his rifle and have to pay a $50 fine after shooting out a red light camera. The funny part is officials checked, and this guy's never been nailed by that camera. And in Maricopa County, Arizona, the sheriff's office is looking for the perv who posted 30 videos of himself on the internet, videos of him pleasuring himself in various department stores.
Oh, my.
Sometimes while standing right behind unsuspecting elderly shoppers.
That sounds like a radio contest.
Hello, how are you doing? Can I tease and please your blank with my tongue and make you blank over and over?
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No!
Let's go. Let's go Packers.
Go Packers.
See you tomorrow, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
Good luck to the Pack.
Good day to you, Curly.
Good day to you, sir.
Head.
I know what Brett Favre will say tonight.
What?
No backsies.
You old queen.
This is the Don and Mike Show.